Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Rocking and rolling on a Friday night high above Carilion Clinic Field. You know it, ladies and gentlemen. The Salem Red Sox are on the air. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on a Firework Friday. The Sox with a walk-off win last night, and they're set and ready for game number 4 of a 6-game set against the Lynchburg Hillcats for the final time throughout the 2024 season. You heard it. These two teams have met 3 times up to this point for 6-game sets. They returned to Salem for the last time with just 2 weeks left in the regular season. After that, the Sox will play a road series, and then they'll come back home where they'll face the Kannapolis Cannonballers before the regular season comes to a close. And sitting just 2 games back of Fredericksburg in the Carolina League North, this team looks to win every ball game that they possibly can down the home stretch. It's the 460 rivalry. It's the Hillcats. It's the Red Sox. More history against Lynchburg than any other team in the Carolina League for the Salem Sox. It goes all the way back to the 40s, 50s, 60s when these two teams started playing ball against each other, and it continues here tonight in Salem. We're looking forward to a fun one. Let's bring you through how the week has transpired thus far. The Red Sox walked it off, an 8-7 victory on Tuesday evening. They did it with a balk-off. I kid you not. Bases were loaded, and the pitcher on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats simply did not signal whether he was going into the windup or if he was throwing from the stretch. He hurled the pitch home, and it was called a balk. Nellie Taylor Jr. crossed home plate for the Sox. They balked it off on Tuesday night. Lynchburg, though, they got theirs back in a pitcher's duel on Wednesday evening. 3-2, the final score in an absolute back-and-forth defensive battle. The Red Sox tried to be resilient. Nellie Taylor Jr. teed off for a second-inning home run before Nazan Zanatello brought the Sox within a run with a solo blast of his own to lead off the 7th. But they just could not find the equalizer. Stranded the tying run on second base in both the 8th and the 9th. And Lynchburg was able to cling on to that one-run victory. Then we brought you Wednesday night. The Sox felt dead in the water after not scoring since the second inning, where they had their 3rd run of the contest. And then all of a sudden, the bats ignited in that 9th frame. The Red Sox exploded. Fraley Encarnacion was aboard with an infield single that later got changed to an error. Nathaniel Uten stepped up big. RBI triple to score Fraley Encarnacion, and then Kareem Ayubi won the ball game with a base hit up the middle. It went towards the left center gap over the head of Tommy Hawk, the center fielder, and the Red Sox walked it off for the second time in 3 nights. It's the Hillcats and the Red Sox, game number 4 of a 6-game set. The Sox will look to at least clinch a series split if they can win a ball game here tonight in Salem. We'll step aside. Our pregame coverage, will roll on after this, high above Carilion Clinic Field. Back at a GIF. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on high above Carilion Clinic Field. Not a firework Friday here in Salem. It's game number four of a six-game set between the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Carter, good to have you back, my man. How was the soccer pitch last night?
It was good. It was good. It was a 4-0 victory for Virginia Tech over North Florida. And glad to be back here in Salem. It was weird missing a game last night. To be driving home and to be listening to you in the seventh inning, it kind of felt like I needed to be there. But yeah, happy to be back. We still got three more left to go here this weekend and nine more at home left to go this season. So plenty of baseball left to be played.
Well, your absence was felt. We're so glad to have you back. And let's go ahead and talk about tonight's Carilion Clinic injury report. Now, we can't necessarily get into specifics here. Just worth noting, the Sox lineup's going to look a little bit unique tonight due to some resting taking place at the third base position.
Yes, we're going to see, not to spoil too much, but we're going to see somebody make his professional debut at third, and we are not going to see either Fraile Encarnacion or Antonio Anderson. So, yes, definitely a little bit of a funky lineup tonight for the Sox, and we'll get to that in just a minute, but yeah, kind of something when we walked in and we saw it, we were like, huh, really? So, yeah, ready to go for some Friday Night Baseball, and who knows, though, sometimes it just kind of feels like the Sox kind of elevate their game, even when maybe they may not have their best out there in the starting nine.
All right, listen to me and listen to me very carefully, all you crazy Red Sox fans that we absolutely love out there in the social medias. Do not panic. Nothing IL worthy between either Encarnacion or Antonio Anderson. They simply have a couple of nights off, a little bit of an owie. They should be ready to go. And again, if it was bad enough to be on the IL, they would be on the IL, and that is not the case. So no need to fret. Let's go through the starting lineups tonight. First for the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats, Carter, take it away.
Here is the starting nine for the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats, penciled in by second-year manager Jordan Smith, and it leads off with Tommy Hawk, the left fielder. He gets to start out in left today, leading off for the second consecutive evening. Well, being Franciska is the shortstop. He's in the two-hole. And Christian Knapjack bats third. He will play at second. Ryan Cesarini plays right. He's in the cleanup spot. And batting fifth and playing first, it's Juan Benjamin. Bennett Thompson is by the dish in the six-hole. And Barrett Reebok hits seventh and is the designated hitter. Luis Durango is in the eighth spot tonight, starting center fielder. And then the third baseman, Fran Aldui, plays the hot corner and is in the ninth spot. One through nine for the Hillcats. It goes Hawk, Franciska, Knapjack, Cesarini, Benjamin, Thompson, Reebok, Durango, and outdoing. Melquise Hernandez is the pitcher on the bump tonight for the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, and of an opportunity today for the Lynchburg Hillcats to kind of get back into this series, right? I mean, you talked about the momentum being built throughout the week, the Red Sox winning on Tuesday and then last night, and trying to stave off this potential split that the Red Sox can accomplish today with a victory and even up this six-game set. So it should be a good one once again here tonight, and the Red Sox throw out their starting nine as well.
Looking forward to it, Carter. Well, the Red Sox go out there with the second baseman, Franklin Arias, in the leadoff spot this evening for the Sox. And he's been the leadoff man all week long so far, has yet to take a rest, played on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We see him back out there on a Friday evening, but this time at second base, playing on the right side of the infield. He is the sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization and the 18th best prospect for the Sox, and Nizan Zanatello will bat second. He plays at shortstop once again tonight. Andrew Musa is the catcher behind the dish. He bats third, followed up by Marvin Alcantara, the cleanup third baseman. And again, Marv making his single-A debut in the hot corner. Antonio Anderson, Fraley Encarnacion, both out of the mix tonight for the Red Sox. That moves Alcantara to play over at third. Fraley was actually scratched from the original lineup earlier today. Marv was going to have the off night, and instead, you know, Liam Carroll just said, hey, we got to have you go tonight. And, of course, Marvin Alcantara is there to answer that call. Well, the five-hole hitting center fielder, a little bit of a treat tonight, a rehab assignment from the high-A level. Caden Rose, the seventh-round pick in 2023 out of the University of Alabama, who skipped right through Salem and went right to high-A out of college to open up this season. He plays out in center field, and, again, just trying to get his body back right, get back up to high-A. He plays and bats fifth this evening. Natana Uten is the right fielder tonight for the Sox. He bats sixth, followed up by Albert Feliz, who is the first baseman, batting seventh. Daniel McCalvany, after catching last night, is this evening's designated hitter. And the nine-hole hitting left fielder, Calvin Diaz, is in the lineup tonight. He bats ninth. Well, you're probably asking, where's Brooks Brandon?
Yeah.
Also out of that lineup tonight for the Sox. No first base, no catching, no DH for Brooks. He has the night off. Cole Tolbert is the pitcher on the bump tonight for the Sox, wearing number 37 in the home Reds. And Carter, two games back in the Carolina League North. That's been the story, really, what feels like the last couple of weeks. But the Sox just continue to win when they have to. Unfortunately, Fredericksburg's winning as well.
Yes.
But you're right there.
You are right there, no doubt. And with 15 games left to go in the regular season, again, you're two back of first. You have got to find every single possible way to win every single game. Obviously, you're not going to go 15-0, but this late in the year, every game is a must-have when you're two back. And really, at this point, I think it's fair to say it's about barring something unforeseen, it is about a two-team race for the second-half crown. The Fredericksburg Nationals at the top of things. Now, the Mudcats are a game and a half back, but they did win the first half. So if they win the second half, great for them, but they're already in the postseason. The Red Sox are two back of first place. The Lynchburg Hillcats are five back of first. And that doesn't seem like a lot, but there's only 15 games left to go. And you have to jump three teams.
Right.
That is pretty increasingly difficult. So unless something changes quickly for Lynchburg, I'm not going to say they're out of it, but it is going to be difficult for the Hillcats to get back in that conversation, and it's the reason why the remaining three games in this series are ever so crucial.
Well, we're almost ready to rock for first pitch here in Salem. First, though, we'll step aside for the national anthem. First pitch in just about 2 minutes here at Carilion Clinic Field. It's the 460 rivalry for one last time in the 2024 season. Lynchburg in town for one last six-game set. The Sox try and capitalize on a big opportunity, leading the series two games to Lynchburg's one. They can earn at least a split with a win tonight. They can win this series with a fourth tomorrow or the night following. Then the Sox go on the road to Delmarva and return home for one last six-game series with Kannapolis. That brings the 2024 season in regularity to a close. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Back in 2 minutes with first pitch. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanna Heater and Carter Hill.
Ready to rock on a Firework Friday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's game number 4 of a 6-game set for one final time this season between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Well, an interesting lineup for the Sox tonight. No Brooks Brennan, no Fraley Encarnacion, no Antonio Anderson, and the Sox will look to get it done to take a 3-1 advantage in this series. Stepping up to the mic, ready to take you through the first couple of frames on the play-by-play. It's the best partner a guy could ask for, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Awesome to be back with you on this gorgeous Friday evening for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. For game number 4 of this 6-game set, between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. That man right there, Cole Tolbert, will toe the rubber for his third professional start. He comes in at 0-1 on the season with a 2.25 ERA. Now, just 4 innings pitched, 9 strikeouts to 0 walks, has not walked a hitter in his pro career. 18th round pick out of Ole Miss this past year's MLB draft in 2024. The first draftee to arrive here in Salem, and now one of 4 draftees to be here in Southwest VA out of Ole Miss. He was a reliever, and now he makes his third professional start. Standing tall at 6'4 and 200 pounds for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2-3 goes to lead us off for the Hillcats. Tommy Hawk, the left fielder. Well, being Francisca and Christian Knapchek, the second baseman. The Sox have won 2 of the first 3 in this 6-game set, including a 5-4 victory in walk-off fashion last night on Thursday. Tolbert is ready. Hawk is ready. And on this Friday night, let's do it here in Salem. First pitch, a breaking ball, just misses load away. And the count starts at 1-0. Underway at 7:08 p.m. Eastern Time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, winds and fires. In their first strike, inner half of the knees. And it evens up the count at 1-1.
Beautiful.
You were talking
weather.
About... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you got it.
Weather report, 76 degrees. 1-1, inside it goes. And it shifts the count to 2-1.
Beautiful weather. Good crowd on hand early on. Fireworks after the game. Fridays always seem to draw the biggest abundance of people.
76 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. 2-1 comes to third base side and delivers. And their first strike. Right at the belt. That evens up the count at 2-2. We were talking about an interesting lineup for the Red Sox. Let's meet them defensively. First to 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? He did not, according to Frank Jones, our field umpire. And the count fills up at 3-2. Jones in the field. Richie Arredondo is behind the dish. 3-2. And the righty comes to the plate. Breaking ball misses a hair high. And there's 4. While the announcer's jinx is out early, we just mentioned that Cole Tolbert had not walked a single guy in his pro career. Well, there's 1, and here's Welby and Francisca, the shortstop.
Well, it's a tough guy to pitch to, right? Because Tommy Hawk yesterday, double and a triple in his first 2 at-bats. He scolded the first pitch he saw an evening ago for a double.
First pitch, he swings and chops it foul, first base side. Count starts at 0-1.
Throw on top of it the fact that Tommy Hawk has been productive in every ball game this series. Got to be a little careful with how you toss him the ball.
Hawk leads up a first. The pitch, breaking ball in there, outer half of the knees, and it's quickly 0-2. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Marvin Alcantara earns his first ever start at third. Zion Zanatello plays short. Franklin Arias is at second. Albert Feliz at first, throw there, not in time. Hawk back in head first safely. Kelvin Diaz is in left. Caden Rose on rehab from Haye Greenville is in center. And Ted Utsin plays right. 0-2 from the belt. Righty deals. He swings and tips it foul. And Francisca stays alive. Andrew Musit behind the plate. Cole Tolbert is on the bump. No balls, 2. Glance to first. Comes in at the chest. And rocks and fires. He swings. Lines the right side. It's through for a base hit. Past the dive of Feliz at first. Hawk churning for third. He's there with ease. And just like that, runners at the corners with nobody down for the Hillcats.
Well, all week long, Carter, we've yet to see a scoreless first inning. Tuesday, it was the Sox that jumped on top with 3 runs in the first. Lynchburg returned the favor the next night with 2 runs in the first. And then last night, it was Salem with a run in the first. Well, the team that scores in the first inning so far this week has been the team that wins the ball game. So Sox will try and keep them off the board here.
Oh, here's Christian Knapchak. Runners at the corners, nobody down. Corners play in. Middle infield back. They're at a first. Not in time. As Francisca back in safely. Starting 9 for the Hillcats. It goes Hawk, Francisca, Knapchak, Cesarini, Juan Benjamin, Bennett Thompson, Barrett Reebok, Luis Durango, and Fran Aldui. First pitch, rocks and fires. And it's called a strike in her half of the bell. And the count starts at 0-1. Christian Knapchak, the former Louisville Cardinal, is hitting 253 on the 2024 campaign. A homer, 37 ribbies. 0-1, he swings, lines it left side, it's through for a base hit. Past the dive of Zanatello. Hawk comes in to score, RBI single Christian Knapchak, and just like that, it's 1-0 Lynchburg.
Well, like I said, Carter, the team that scored first so far this week in the first inning has been the team to win. Lynchburg did it on Wednesday, the Sox have done it on both Tuesday and Thursday. Now Lynchburg on the board first. Sometimes trends continue, and they're in a good spot here. First and second, still nobody out.
To the cleanup spot it goes for Ryan Cesarini. Starting right fielder for the Hillcats digs in from the left side with Lynchburg on top 1-0 early. Francisco off a second. Knapchak down at first. Glance to second. Throw there. Tag put down, but it's late.
1-0. Sox have... You've been doing that soccer.
I know. I said nil last night. Got to go back.
hanging out by the pitch.
Cesarini in just his second week of professional baseball. First pitch, called a strike, outside corner at the knees. And the count begins at nothing and one. Ryan Cesarini out of Scranton, Pennsylvania, was the 14th round pick by the Cleveland Guardians out of St. Joe's in the 2024 MLB draft. A one. Misses low and in. Gets away from Andrew Musick. He recovers behind the dish. And the count evens up at 1-1. Colt Tolbert, just his third professional start out of Ole Miss. Somebody that teams haven't really gotten to so far early on. But in this first, a walk, two singles. Now Cesarini's turn. From the belt, Lance to second. Comes to third base side and offers. He swings, chops the right side, charging Arias. Backhands, throws to second for one, on to first. No throw made. Throw back to third now, not in time. Fielder's choice, moving to third, Francisco. And now runners at the corners with one down. Not quite hit hard enough for the Sox to turn two. And here's Juan Benjamin, now the first baseman.
We've seen a bunch of double plays so far this week. Not really a good chance for that one, but able to cut down one runner for the first out. First and third once again, though. Lynchburg still in a great spot.
Tolbert from the stretch, comes to third base side, winds and fires. He swings, rips it into straightaway center, on the run, Rose, makes the grab head high, tagging from third now. They may have a double play at first. Throw there, and there it is. Francisca tried to tag. He was going to score. And Cesarini may have forgotten how many outs there were. He was around second base. And there's an 8-4-3 double play. That bails the Sox out as we move to the home half of the first in Salem. 1-0. The Hillcats on top. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
I'm out of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where it is actually a 2-0 Lynchburg Hillcats lead, as Richie Arredondo says that Welby and Francisca crossed home plate before the double play was completed. So it's 2-0 on a sack fly from Juan Benjamin and a double play. Here's Franklin Arias. First pitch, in the dirt it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. Kind of a crazy start to this one, Mr. Heater.
Hey, bizarre. Bizarre. And that's unfortunate for the Sox that run counts there. But nevertheless, they were kind of gifted that last out.
1-0. In their first drive. No, check that. Arredondo thought about it. Leans back, and it's called a ball, so the count starts at 2-0. Melquis Hernandez, the left-hander on the hill. Here's his 2-0. That one's in there, outside corner at the bell, and it shifts the count to 2-1.
So despite all the base runners, you end the frame with nobody left on base with the run scoring.
Yes. 2-1. Misses load away, and it's now 3-1. Hernandez comes in 5-1, just 19 years old out of the Dominican Republic. A 3.73 ERA. 3-1. Called a strike. Outside edge on the black. And the count fills up at 3-2. 15 appearances, 6 starts. Also a save as well. 50 2/3 innings pitched. 58 strikeouts to 21 walks. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He curls and unfurls. He swings, chops it up the middle. To his right is Knapchak. On the backhand, throws to first. What a play by the second baseman for out number one. Went to the shortstop side of the bag. And Arias down on the 4-3.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play, and Knapchak's had a nice week. Not an easy ball to play either. Kind of a hard chopper, and that's impressive.
Brings up Nizines and Itzello now. From the right side, first pitch, lefty deals. Inside it goes, below the knees. And the count begins at 1-0. Nizines and Itzello 0-3 yesterday with a hit by pitch. 1-0, he swings and flies it. Shallow right, Ryan Cesarini charges in to his left in foul ground. Makes the catch at high for round number two. 2-2 down, enters Andrew Muse at the catcher.
Gave her a ride. Gave her a ride. Stayed in the yard. You'd like to avoid kind of the shutdown frame here and insert yourself into this ball game offensively at least a little bit. If you're the Sox.
So here's Music hitting 200. No homers and an RBI. Comes to first base side. Lefty deals. High and away it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. Starting nine for the Sox. Franklin Arias, designs it at Cello. Andrew Music, Marvin Alcantara, 1-0. Hideaway again on the fastball. Sails outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Alcantara in the cleanup spot plays third. Caden Rose hits fifth. Vitendi Uten in the sixth spot. Albert Feliz hitting seventh. 2-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. And it's now 2-1. Daniel McKelvany is the designated hitter hitting eighth, and Kelvin Diaz is in the ninth hole. 2-1 is chopped up the middle, off the glove of Hernandez, charging for third. Aldui, the barehanded throw is not made. Off the heel of Hernandez's glove, it tipped to third. Fran Aldui had the charge, tried to snag it with his bare hand, and he kicked it away. So likely an infield single for Music. And it brings up Marvin Alcantara, now the third baseman. Two nothing Sox trail, home after the first. Alcantara starting at third for the first time in his pro career. First pitch, low and in on the fastball. And the count starts at 1-0. Defensive alignment for the Hillcats, left to right in the infield. Fran Aldui, who we just saw, plays third. Welby and Francisca at short. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Top of the zone. Evens up the count of 1-1. Christian Knapchak plays second. Juan Benjamin's at first. Tommy Hawk in left. Luis Durango in center. 1-1. He swings. Smacks it up the middle. It's down for a base hit. One hopping into the mitt of Luis Durango. Two out single. Marvin Alcantara. Back-to-back base knocks. And the Sox have first and second with two down for Caden Rose.
A little bit of two-out production here for the Sox. See if they can find a way to bring one in. And you get to lead on a guy that's played a lot of high-level baseball. Seventh-round pick out of Alabama on a rehab assignment. Made a nice play out in center field.
He did. Started a 8-4-3 double play.
Yeah, threw a rope from center into second base.
Caden Rose is hitting 187 at the high A level down here on Salem on a rehab. First pitch, breaking ball, called a strike, top of the zone. And the count starts at nothing and one.
Carter, here's a question for you. What do you think the difference is in pitchers at single A and high A? Like, how much slower is this to him? How much easier, so to speak?
A one. He swings and lifts it down the left field line, charging in Tommy Hawk. He's there. He makes the catch for out number three. To answer your question, they always say going up.
I guess not easy enough.
Yeah. They always say the jump to double A is where the game bumps up a notch. High A, single A, it's a level, but probably not the same type of jump. To the second, we go in Salem. 2-0. The Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0. The Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game number four of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 6-7-8 to go is in the Hillcats order. Bennett Thompson, Barrett Reebok, and Luis Durango, the starting center fielder. Cole Tolbert back with the bump for his second inning of work. He holded 8-2 spot in the top of the first. Righty on righty magic to start the frame. First pitch, he swings and smothers it foul, first base side. Count begins at 0-1. It has been a tough start to Bennett Thompson's pro career. Just 13 ABs in, 1-for-13 though. A one, breaking ball caught a strike outside edge, and it shifts the count to 0-2. Out of Medford, Oregon, and a former Oregon Duck. 0-2, kicks and deals. He swings, chops it up the middle, down the third baseline, barehanded by Musit. Throw to first, what a play for out number one. Came from behind the dish, and a dart down to Albert Valles. There's one down. Another look on MILB TV. Slow roller.
As one of those that has a good chance to be an infield single, and did a good job of trying to leg it out too, but the Sox were ready for it. And that's big, right? First out, give a little bit of confidence here for Cole Tolbert, especially after he surrendered a walk and a base hit, followed by another base hit in the first three batsmen he faced.
First pitch to Barrick Reebok is called a strike on the outer half. And the count starts at 0-1. Designated hitter hitting 152. 0-1. He swings and smacks it foul down the first base line. Who's the count 0-2? A homer and five ribbies. Had a double yesterday. Two bounce outs and a flyout. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Musit throws to first to complete it. And there it is. Strikeout number one for Cole Tolbert as Reebok is retired. And it brings up Luis Durango, now the center fielder.
Now Tolbert's starting to find his groove just a little bit. Two quick outs here in the top of the second inning.
Here's Durango from the left side. Center fielder hitting 279. First pitch. In there for a strike on the slider under half, top of the zone, and the count starts at 0-1. Out of Panama City, Panama, Luis Durango came off the IL back on Wednesday. 0-1 is grounded right side, back in at stop at first by Feliz, flipped to first, and there it is. A covering Cole Tolbert makes the play, a jump shot back to Albert Feliz in celebration, And a nice play defensively by the Sox caps off a nice top of the second. To the home half of the second we go in Salem. 2-0. The Sox trail. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0 the Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in game number four of this six-game set. 6-7-8 goes in the Red Sox order. Dan Utsa, Albert Feliz, and Daniel McCalvany against the left-hander Melquis Hernandez. On for a second inning of work. Uten from the left side hitting 249 had the game-tying RBI triple in the ninth last night. First pitch from the lefty, Roxen Virus. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball in the dirt. And the count begins at nothing and one. What a ninth inning for the Sox last night.
Oh, yeah.
You go into the home half of the frame, trailing 4-3. And then after a leadoff base hit, it's Nathaniel Ten that rips it. 0-1. He swings, crushes it left side. Back at its top at short, Francisco. Across his body, throw, not inside. Had to lean to his right, tried the jump throw. There's an infield single for Nathaniel. And the Sox are set up in the second.
Well, how many times have we seen some of these infield single chances? Now it results in an infield single, this time for the Sox.
There's a reason why well-being Francisca is the 11th best prospect in the Guardians organization. Well, that play serves as why. They're at a first, not in time, as Albert Feliz steps in from the right side. But Uten comes through in that ninth yesterday. I'm actually sitting in a restaurant in Blacksburg watching the game at this point. And he hit a ground ball down the first baseline. First pitch, he swings, chops it third base side, and it trickles foul. And it's 0-1. A ground ball down the first baseline that rolled all the way into the corner. He slides into third with an RBI triple. And then Kareem Ayoubi with the walk-off RBI single wins it 5-4. 0-1. Comes at first base side. Winds and fires. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. Third on to second will be not in time.
All right.
Count 0-2, but a stolen back for Utsen. And the Sox with the runner in scoring position with nobody down.
What a beautiful night. Sun setting behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Good crowd. Cool weather.
Fireworks Friday as well.
I mean, you can't write it up better than this.
Lance to second, 0-2. Yeah, the dirt it goes. And it shifts the count to 1-2.
There's just not a cloud in the sky tonight. It's just not.
High school football just down the road, too. Salem High School with a scrimmage tonight. One ball, two strikes from the chest. The lefty deals. In the dirt again. Nice back-handed stop by Bennett Thompson. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Sox are in their home reds today with the white pants and navy blue lettering and numbering. Hillcats in the road grays with the navy blue cap and the neon green lettering and numbering. 2-2. high and tight fastball. And the count fills up at 3-2. Would love to see a Big Al bomb back here in Salem. Haven't seen one in this ballpark in a couple weeks now. Did have one on Sunday in Fredericksburg. 3-2. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. And there's ball number four. Richie Arredondo thought about it. And I can understand why Melquis Hernandez would be a little ticked about no call there. But Big Al takes it. And now first and second for Daniel McKelvin.
Are you telling me Trackman didn't agree with the call?
Here's McKelvin. Lefty on righty matchup. First pitch. He swings and tips it foul. First base side.
Listen, I don't know who this Trackman guy is.
Exactly. Designated hitter for the Sox, wearing the number 44 and the home Reds. 0-1 from the chest. Winds and fires. Breaking ball called a strike inside court at the knees. And it moves the count to nothing and two. McKelvin hitting 178 on the 2024 campaign, making his series debut on this Friday night. 0-2. He swings and tips the foul again. Off the netting. And McKelvin spoils it and stays alive. First and second, nobody down. Sox trail 2-0 here in the home half of the second. 0-2. Lefty deals. He swings and lifts it. Shallow left. Moving in Tommy Hawk. Calls off Francisca. And makes the catch, route number one. Runners stay put. And there's still one down for Kelvin Diaz. Just kind of feels like an opportunity with the Sox having yielded those two runs in the top of the first that Salem just has to take advantage of. First and second, nobody out. Now with one out, here's Diaz. First pitch, curls and unfurls. Fastball misses high and away. And the count begins at 1-0. Diaz hitting 197. A homer and two ribbies. 1-0. Glance to second. Winds and fires. Breaking ball high and away. And it moves the count to 2-0. Three hits for the Sox. Two for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Both in the first with Welby and Francisca and Christian Knapchak. 2-0. He swings and drubs it foul. Third base side. And it moves the count to 2-1. Taking a look around the Carolina League. Because, again, as always, this late in the season, such a key night across the league. 2-1. Kicks and deals. High and away fastball. And it's now 3-1. Bottom four in Zebulon. The Augusta Green Jackets up 6-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. In Kinston, they're scoreless between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds, bottom three. And the 3-1. He swings, rips it third base side. That's a fair ball. Rolling into the corner. U10 scores with ease. Big Al around third. He's going to come in as well. This is going to be a two-run game-tying double for Kelvin Diaz. Knotted up at 2 in the second.
Beautifully placed, hugging that left field line until it wasn't right. Gets all the way into the corner, but stayed inside the third base bag. Absolutely cranked. Triple digits off the barrel of Kelvin Diaz. And the Red Sox tie the ball game here with a two-piece in the second of their own. Brand new ball game in Salem early on. The Sox try and keep it going here with Franklin Arias at the top of the order.
Back to the top we go for the Red Sox starting second baseman. First pitch, runner takes off from second, misses inside, throw it onto third, not in time. On a hop into the glove of Al Dewey. Tag put down late, and the count starts at 1-0. Sox just gaining some momentum now here in the second.
This is something here, Carter. Now a chance to find the edge.
And here comes Tony Arnold. pitching coach for the Lynchburg Hillcats. All right, so around the rest of the league, Lynchburg and Salem knotted at two now, bottom two. In Charleston, the Pelicans and the first place Charleston River Dogs are scoreless. And then the big one, Mr. Heater.
The big one.
The Fredericksburg Nationals up 3-0 over the Columbia Fireflies down in Columbia, South Carolina. And the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Well, that's the problem. You in no way control your own destiny. You got to keep winning, but you got to have the Fred Nats and the Mudcats, too, lose some ball games.
Back to baseball. Infield draws in. Diaz down at third. And the one out of Franklin Arias. Lefty deals. High and away it goes. And it moves the count to 2-0. Ever been to Columbia, South Carolina?
I have not.
Really?
I would love to, though, but I have not.
2-0. Winds and fires. He chops it right side on hop. Knock check. Goes home. Tack, but down. It's late. Diaz slides in safely. A slow chopper to the right side. The contact play was on. Christian Knapchek fielded it. Threw home a tad high. The tag was put down late. Arias rages on the fielder's choice, and here comes Jordan Smith. He didn't think so.
Have to see it again here.
Here's the replay. I think he's in there.
I think he's in there. RBI for Arias on the fielder's choice. Makes it 3-2, Sox in front, and yeah, they're going to keep it on the board.
So here's Nizan Zanitzella. Arias now at first, one down, Sox on top 3-2. First pitch, inside it goes on the fastball, and the count starts at 1-0. A slow chopper to the right side. Christian Knapchek fielded it quickly. The toss home, though, was high. 1-0. From the belt. Inside it goes. Gets away momentarily. But Bennett Thompson recovers. And it's quickly 2-0. So never been to Columbia, South Carolina.
I have not. Have you?
I have been, yes.
Okay. I've heard it's gorgeous.
Awesome city. Well, you got the University of South Carolina right downtown.
Yeah. I heard it's beautiful.
It gets hot down there.
In fact, some other broadcasters in the league have told me it's the best place to go.
You're at a first and not in time. In terms of you're talking like entertainment away from the ballpark.
Others have, and the ballpark's darn near brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a couple years old. I want to say it's the newest in the league. Augusta's pretty new.
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville's fairly new.
2-0, chop third base side. Out Dewey, throws to second for one. On a hop, throw to first. Another hop is not made as the scoop is not there from Juan Benjamin. Christian Knapchek picked it out of the turf for out number two. The return throw to first was low. Juan Benjamin unable to scoop it. Another fielder's choice. And Design will reach with two down.
Yeah, I almost wonder if they're going to go fielder's choice but add an error here. Or just the fielder's
probably
choice.
Probably just the fielder's choice because Nizan could not advance. First pitch instead of third to first. Andrew Musid now from the right side. Infield single for him back in the first. But yeah, Columbia, South Carolina, awesome city. Third to first again, and scampering back safely is Nizan. Will reset.
That was a poor play all around because both took a hop.
Exactly.
Both had hit.
It was a heck of a play by Christian Knapchek down at second to at least record an out.
It should have been a double play.
First pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count starts at nothing and one. Should have been, absolutely. Because it was hit hard.
Rarely do you see both throws.
Skip.
Not be in their ideal location. Right?
Oh, one. Wave and a miss at the breaking ball low and in. And it moves the count to nothing and two. Just in case, Marvin Alcantara awaits in the on-deck circle. Zanitzello down at first. 0-2. Comes to first base side. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Musa retired on strikes. First strike out of the day for Melquis Hernandez, and we move to the third now here in Salem. 3-2, the Sox on top after putting up a three spot in the home half of the frame as we roll off from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching the Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-2, the Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number four of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. Hey, we're so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 9-1-2 it goes in the Hillcats order. Fran Aldui, Tommy Hawk, and Welbient Francisca, the shortstop for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Cole Tolbert on the bump for his third inning of work. Righty on lefty matchup to start the frame. And here's his first pitch. He swings and chops it foul, first base side. And the count starts at nothing and one. Fran Aldui making his second start of the series. Is hitting 188. A one, he swings and chops it first base side. It will falter foul, dribbling down the line, and it's nothing and two. Starting at third here this evening with Juan Benjamin shifting to first and Luis Marejo getting the afternoon off. Jason Churio also is off tonight for the Hillcats. 0-2, in the dirt it goes. And it moves the count to 1-2. Cole Tolbert surrendered those two runs in the top of the first on the Christian Knapcheck RBI single and a sac fly. 1-2, low it in. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Sac fly off the bat of Juan Benjamin. And then the Red Sox, two-run double Kelvin Diaz, ties the game at 2. 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Strikeout number two for Tolbert. And back to the top we go for Tommy Hawk. So Diaz with the two-run double, and he kind of created that third run as well. He stole third with ease and then scored from third on a fielder's choice. First pitch, inside it goes. Below the knees to Tommy Hawk. And the count begins at 1-0. Christian Knapcheck was playing in, fielded it, threw home, 1-0. He swings, chops the right side to his right, Arias, fields on the back end, and no throw to first. Another infield single. That is the fourth infield single today between these two squads. And Hawk rages. Infield singles galore. I mean, the one hit that has been recorded today, other than the Knapcheck RBI single, that left the infield was the Kelvin Diaz two-run double.
Crazy.
Throw to first and a head first scamper back in there for Tommy Hawk as Welby and Francisca digs in from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. Francisca with a single of his own. First pitch. High and in. And the count begins at 1-0. Starting shortstop for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Sox on top 3-2. After the three spot in the second. 1-0. He swings, drives the right side on a hop. Arias throws to second for one. On to first. There's the double play. 4-6-3 go the Hillcats as Cole Tolbert posts another zero. to the home half of the third. We go in Salem. 3-2. The Sox on top. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here in Salem. 3-2, the Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Kill Cats. Here is Marvin Alcantara. First pitch, a breaking ball, misses low and away, and the count starts at 1-0. Do you have a special guest here in attendance here this evening? Would you please introduce yourself to everybody out there listening?
Hi, yeah, my name is Martin Holmes, tuning in here from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Commentate a lot of semi-professional soccer and curling out in Canada, so happy to finally be able to do some
curling,
baseball.
Curling, okay.
Yeah.
Count 2-0 to Marv. He singled back in the first. 3-2 to the Sox on top. 2-0. Comes at first base side. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. And it moves the count to 2-1. So what brings you to Salem then for the weekend?
You know what? It was just something where I haven't been to a minor league game before, so it's more get that full experience, get the familiarity with the town, and I've heard so many nice things about the Virginia area.
Sure, absolutely. 2-1, lefty deals, way away it goes, and it moves the count to 3-1. Well, to go to your first minor league baseball game and to have this backdrop and for it to be the Boston Red Sox organization, that's pretty cool. So I think you picked a good spot.
No, definitely, especially in the East Coast of Canada. There's so many big Red Sox fans out
there.
Sure.
3-1. Called a strike, top of the zone. Count those up at 3-2. So you said you do some curling up there?
Yes.
Okay, what got you into curling?
So long story short, I used to do hockey, obviously. Too many knee surgeries. Needed a new winter sport.
Understandable. Understandable. 3-2. Hernandez winds and fires. Breaking ball, called strike. Ooh. 3 on the outside corner. Good pitch there.
Yeah, he's really trying to attack that top of the zone right there as Hernandez. He's mixing it up with a good off-speed pitch towards those lower corners.
By the way, what a weird top of the first, too. That second run, you get a sack fly double play. Welcome to minor league baseball.
That was the epitome. It's like, all right, I'm watching my own games out here.
Here's Caden Rose, rehabbing from High A Greenville. 0-1, first pitch, he smothers it down the third baseline foul. And the count starts at 0-1. So you're here for the weekend. Are you just here tonight or coming back tomorrow?
I'll come back tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay. You got fireworks here this evening.
No, that's one of the cool things. And
swing and a miss, nothing to two.
When it comes to fireworks, no offense, but I've understood, America does it the best when it comes to fireworks.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you guys go absolutely crazy. So I think, okay, fireworks, we usually do a little pew-pew, 5 minutes, not even. You guys go on for like 10, 15 minutes from what I've seen.
How far of a drive is it from Toronto down here to Salem?
It was about 10, 11 hours.
Okay. 0-2. Breaking ball just misses low and in. And it moves the count to 1-2. There we are on MILB TV. Everybody watching at home. Rose with a flyout back in the first. 1-2. Sails low and away. Evens up the count at 2-2. So you get to come up here. You'll be with me for the bottom of the third, top of the fourth. And hopefully we'll see some fireworks on the field, too, while you're up here.
No, definitely. There was some really good, strong play coming in that second inning, especially that double down the line from Newton.
2-2, ring him up, strike three. Rose down on strikes, back-to-back Ks for Hernandez. And there's two down for Nedeni Utsev. One of the best parts, to me, about minor league baseball is to see the different setups around the country and to see, like, the uniqueness about Salem, whether it be the mountains or mini Fenway down the third baseline or the food. Like, the food is the best part when you go to ballparks.
Can't disagree with you on that one.
First pitch, grounded up the middle. Francisco got a hop, throws across to first, and there's out number three. But we'll keep you on for the top of the fourth as the Sox go down quietly. I apologize for a quick bottom of the third. It feels like we talk about it all the time. It's either really quick with the guest on, or you get like a 30-minute half inning. So unfortunately for us, a little quick, but maybe at the top of the fourth will be a long one for you. So
let's hope and see.
We'll step aside and be right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Sorry about that. Let me move my stuff there.
Oh, good.
No, you're good. You're good.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox,
yeah,
on social
you,
media
you're
so that
vibing.
You don't miss any future
He's
Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Oh, yeah, I saw you guys are both in Virginia Tech, I saw.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth, you're in Salem. 3-2, the Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Kill Cats in game number four of this six-game set. But we remain on air here in Salem with Matt Duffy towing the rubber. First time Matt Duffy, by the way, from Toronto.
A local boy
I
from
know,
Burlington.
I know, he's
one of the guys I've been definitely excited to come
this
to see.
This is great. Fourth round pick by the Red Sox in 2023. Played at Canisius in Western New York, and for the first time this year coming out of the pen as a typical starter for the Salem Sox. As it goes 3-4-5 in the Hillcats order, Christian Knapchek, Ryan Cesarini, and Juan Benjamin, the starting first baseman. All right, so being from Toronto, too, do you get a lot of Blue Jays games?
Yeah.
Have to, right?
Yeah, you have to catch a bit.
Okay, I've never been to the Rogers Center.
Yeah.
Gio has been to the Rogers Center. Saw the Red Sox play there last year. And that is on my bucket list. So your review of the Rogers Center, please.
Yeah. So two things. One, if you ever come, let me know.
I will.
I'll get you a ticket.
Absolutely.
No,
we'll hit Kayla up and we'll get your information.
They really renovated it 2 years ago, so they added some really cool lounges. So they really added to that whole infield experience.
First pitch to Christian Knapchek, misses high and away. And the count's 1-0. I've actually never asked Matt Duffy if he grew up a Blue Jays fan. I would think so. Like, he's got to, right? Like,
yeah, he's from the suburbs, so okay. I imagine he's definitely been. But
1-0 is roped down the first baseline foul. I think he broke his bat, too. Count evens up at 1-1. Another great thing about minor league baseball, and you know this, of course, and just baseball in general, but the sound of a broken bat is great to me. Like, the pop of the bat, crack of the bat, a broken bat, souvenir for a fan, everybody's happy.
Everyone's happy except for the hitter, because when that bat breaks, you want it to always be that little clean break. You never want to have that little snap and just look, it's like, it's still intact.
Yes.
You really want it to, if it breaks, you want it to snap off completely.
So, okay, you're coming up to the broadcast booth for an inning. You're also doing PA for an inning?
Yes.
Okay, is that coming up here soon, or did you already did that?
No, I'll be coming up after this, I believe.
1-1, sales high and away. And it's now 2-1. Have you done PA before?
I've done it. Haven't done it since college football days.
Oh, college football. Well, yes. Speaking of college football, big time down here in Southwest Virginia. 2-1. This is low and in. And it moves the count to 3-1. But we were talking about the CFL up in Canada. There's only three downs up there?
Yes, three downs. The plays, as well as the receivers, move in motion right before the snap as well. So it's not
okay.
Stationary.
This one ripped into right center field. Moving back, Utsen at the track, at the wall, and it's gone. Wow. Christian Knapcek, a game-tying homer, his second of the year, and it's now 3-3. What'd you see on that one?
Yeah, it looked like Uten was coming up right under. He looks like, okay, that's going to be comfortable, but that ball just continued to drive its way out and just got itself over that right field wall. And like you're saying about it, minor league ballpark, so cool to see. It's not so easy to get a home run at this park.
325 down both lines. The wall is 26 feet tall. 401 to dead center. First pitch from Duffy. He swings and smokes it foul down the left field line. It's nothing in one. We've only seen two opposite field home runs hit here at this ballpark all year long. Just two.
How many to center field, though, is my question.
I think we saw one to center field the first Lynchburg series. 0-1. Wave and a miss. It's nothing in two. I think we saw one the first Lynchburg series. One, okay. And then if you hit it over the row furniture sign out there in left center, a lucky fan in attendance gets a free chair.
Okay. Love that. I really love, especially just with the local aspects, because the whole local community gets involved. It brings the whole town together, and you really make some really cool friends. Like, even just being in the crowd, I already met quite a few different people out there, chatted with them. So I got to get a little bit of some stories behind the scenes, how the players go, because...
two misses in the dirt. It's 1-2.
For myself, especially following, let's say, minor hockey in Canada, a lot of the players, especially in this age, usually get billeted. So they're staying with families to get themselves in the community.
Sure.
Hearing these players are sharing apartments, so they're kind of getting that little bit of a college experience.
1-2, ripped into left, going on Kelvin Diaz. And he makes the trotting run to his right for out number one. So also, Matt Duffy, I know he just gave up the homer. First homer he's given up since June 29th. He had not given up, and he'd only given up two earned runs since June 29th. So a rare, rough start for Mr. Duffy on the bump.
Especially, but Knapcek is one of those players who really goes forward on that Lynchburg side. He produces a lot of good contact on most of the plays I've been able to see from him for the last few weeks.
So you did your prep then coming into this weekend then?
I was, you know, it's Friday. Instead of doing the work, it was like you see something on the screen, but it wasn't doing the work.
When Benjamin swings and misses at the first pitch he sees, and the count begins at nothing and one. That is one of the coolest parts to me about being up here with minor league baseball is there is so much information. 0-1 is lifted foul down the left field line, nothing and two. There is so much information at your disposal. You know, like the databases and everything. It's crazy what these organizations have access to throughout the year.
No, you definitely will, but expect some changes probably on Monday with the whole – with the Red Sox upcoming game with the Blue Jays and Danny Jansen.
Yes!
Fangraphs are calling that the baseball Y2K.
Ah!
Because it's going to mess up all their systems, having to play both games.
Count 1-2 on Benjamin. To your point about Danny Jansen, that is insane. First ever player to play for both teams. 1-2 is drug foul, first base side. First ever player to play for both teams in the same game. What's even crazier, it relates to Salem. Gilberto Bautista, a prospect that went back to Toronto in that deal, was traded mid-game for Danny Jansen here in Salem.
Oh, that must have been a crazy realization.
1-2 is lifted foul. We also traded away our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, to Toronto that weekend.
He took
a job with
I was going to say, you know what, it wouldn't surprise me. That's the one good thing about baseball. There's always, you see managers getting traded, anything.
No.
Anything's a possibility.
1-2, rolled right side, charging Arias, gloves at the hip, throws to first, and there's out number two. Now, that week, Stephen, who was our boss, he left for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, the AA affiliate of the Blue Jays. So we were joking with him, like, oh, you got traded in the deal.
Definitely would be an awesome one. But, yeah, what I've really loved here with this Red Sox team, there's so many great talent that's upcoming with
yes.
this team. Obviously, you're looking at Arias, Zanatella. Those are just a couple big names that are on that top prospect list you're keeping an eye on. But there's some interesting ones that are coming in from the international side that they managed to sneak in.
First pitch to Bennett Thompson. He rolls it down the third baseline and will trickle foul. And it's 0-1. I'll tell you what, and you probably know this doing your research, there have been so many, I don't want to say legends, but so many key contributors to the Boston Red Sox that have played here in Salem. Like that whole 18 team, Andrew Benintendi, Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts played here, Jackie Bradley Jr.
It's just, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Yeah, you can keep going. You even have a couple players from other teams on there. You can look at even Dubon later on.
Yep. 0-1 called a strike. It's 0-2. Dubon with the Astros. And Yoan Moncada, who was traded for Chris Sale, who got the final out in the World Series, also played here at Sale. 0-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three on the outside corner. Bennett Thompson down on strikes, but the Hillcats not the game up on a Christian Knapchak solo homer. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Carter. It's been a pleasure, and thank you, Giovanni. Hopefully he enjoyed himself a little bit of a breather.
To the home half of the fourth, we go in Salem. Tied at three on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth in Salem, and after having a special guest on, it's time to send it over a little bit late to Mr. Giovanni Heater, who will take us through the middle frames on play-by-play duty. Let's send it to my left to Mr. Heater.
I appreciate it, Carter. I'm going to need you to fill me in a little bit with my scorebook. I had no access to it. We had to give the full experience, right? You got to have the scorebook in front of you.
Here.
And everything like that to simulate.
Along.
So I'm literally gonna pass this to my right,
and I'm just gonna
and have you pencil it in for me.
You got. I need to do top four. You do bottom three. Yeah, you do bottom.
No. I missed bottom three
right,
and top four. But Albert Feliz ready to get us going, digging in from the left side. Hernandez on the bump for Lynchburg, and the first pitch is a breaking ball that sails to the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Absolutely gorgeous night here at the ballpark. I mean, it does not get much better than this. The 0-1 fastball sizzle. This bat blat is smashed in half. Throw to first is in time as the third baseman is able to make the play for out number one.
Another one where, like, Aldui had to physically elude the bat.
Yeah.
I mean, the bat had went flying all the way down the third base line. There's another look.
A chaotic return to the mic.
Yeah.
Brings up Daniel McCalvity from the right side for the Sox. 3-3 ball game, four hits apiece between the Hillcats and the Red Sox. Game number four of a six-game set. Sox sit two games back in the North, and the first pitch is a fastball eyed up at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Calvin Diaz is on deck for the Red Sox. One gone, nobody on, the 0-1. McCalvity chops this one foul to the left of home plate. Down 0-2. Lynchburg struck first. They scored a two-piece in the top of the first inning. Salem then responded with a trifecta in the bottom of the second. 0-2 to McCalvity. Breaking ball sails way high and away. It's 1-2. Sox put themselves in front 3-2 after two. Lynchburg found the equalizer. Christian Knapchak sent one over the right field fence. The 1-2 dances at the ankles in the dirt of McCalvity. 2-2.
Your scorebook has been fully updated, sir.
I can't think.
By the way, that is a fly out to left. I do it a little bit differently than you do.
What do you write?
Just F7.
Oh, okay. I can translate that. 2-2. Breaking ball misses outside. Fills her up 3-2.
Did you see? I was watching. What was it? I was watching. I can't remember. I was watching a day game yesterday before.
Payoff pitch. Swings and chops it left side. And this gets up and over the glove of Aldui. McCalvity around first. He stops and backpedals back to the bag. With one gone, you got to think they're going to give it a base hit.
Yeah, I would think so. Let's see the replay.
should have been played.
That's a hit. Yeah. That's a base hit.
It looked like Aldui was going to have the routine scoop and just kind of missed it, but it never hit his glove. Brings up Calvin Diaz from the right side. One gone, runner on first. And the first pitch is hit left side, foul, 0-1.
But I was watching a game yesterday. I can't remember what it was. I was watching a day game yesterday before going to soccer, finishing some prep. And the analyst, it must have been the Guardians-Yankee game, because it was Paul O'Neill. The analyst, Paul O'Neill, was drinking coffee, and he, while raising the coffee cup up to drink it, spilled it all over a scorebook.
0-1. This is inside, 1-1.
So they were going back and forth the whole time, him and Michael Kay, saying, hey, I need you to pass your scorecard so I can literally rescore the whole entire game because coffee all over mine.
1-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2.
Anyway, that made me think about it.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen up here. We do drink a lot of Joe during the ball games.
And nibble on some popcorn.
Luckily, popcorn shouldn't have traumatic effects to the scorebook. Runner off of first, 1-2 the count. Hernandez deals. Breaking ball downstairs, 2-2 for Calvin Diaz in the nine hole. He's 1-for-1 tonight. Two runs scoring double. Biggest crack of the game for a Red Sox tonight. That was back in the second. Tied the ball game. Hernandez gathers at the belt. Lefty on righty, 2-2. He swings and cranks it foul. Up into the seats over the net on the right side. 2-2, it'll stay. Calvin Diaz had the rest last night for the Sox. Did play the night prior in a Red Sox defeat. Went 0-for-3. And was off on Tuesday. 2-2. Swung on and dribbled to the left side, foul. Diaz remaining alive here. Well, now Hernandez has hurled 69 pitches, 41 of them for strikes in his start. Still in his fourth inning of work with one gone and a runner off of first. 2-2. Drilled foul right side. This is now a 7-pitch at-bat going on number 8 for Calvin Diaz.
He's had a good day so far. And the opportunities haven't been plentiful for him in big-time situations. But when he's had them recently, he's done some damage for sure.
2-2 to Diaz. Breaking ball downstairs fills it up 3-2. Well, Danny McAlpiny aboard at first after the base hit through the left side of the infield. Sox in a tie game at 3. And the payoff pitch. Fastball downstairs. The ninth pitch is taken for ball 4. And there's runners on first and second for the Sox. What an AB by Calvin Diaz.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about that. He's reached both times today. And now the Sox are set up to the point where Franklin Arias, if he can come through, can give Salem once again the lead. Kind of has that feel tonight like this is going to be a back-and-forther, if you will.
I got to tell you, Carter, you blow me away with your ability to really be able to talk to anybody. Because we had a guest on the broadcast. Here's Franklin Arias in the first pitch. A breaking ball falls in there, 0-1. Back to the top of the order for the Sox. Arias is 0-for-2. Did tally a run batted in to tie the game on a fielder's choice. Actually, pardon me, to take the lead. Was back in the second. 0-1 to Arias. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-1. I mean, we had a guest up here you'd never met before. And it sounded as if y'all had been best friends forever. Pretty cool. You have a gift, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. You have plenty of on-air gifts as well. We're very, very lucky to be working with each other.
Well, it's not even just an on-air gift for you. I mean, you could literally talk to anybody. I was telling Kayla over there because I was amazed at how you could just have chemistry with anybody. And I was like, Carter does this. We'll go places, and Carter could talk to anybody for an hour. And it's impressive.
What was great was Matt Duffy was pitching.
From Toronto.
Exactly. Yeah, that was awesome.
Ball and a strike with one gone. And the pitch. called a strike at the knees. Wanted two with a fastball. 92 off the left arm of Hernandez, whose velocity has not wavered at all at this point in his fourth frame of work. He's thrown now 74 pitches, 43 strikes. Our friend had done his prep, too.
He had done his prep.
That was crazy.
Absolutely. And he was talking about Design Zanitello and the NU10 and how highly rated they are, Franklin Arias. Like, that's...
Not a Red Sox fan either.
Yeah, I know. That was great. And the jersey was awesome. I was wearing the home Red Sox jersey.
1-2. Breaking ball down it in. 2-2. First and second for the Sox in a tie game at 3. Home half of the 4. Sox have led by as many as a run. Lynchburg has held a 2-0 lead. We're equal at 3. 2-2. Fastball chopped to the left side. It's gloved by Francisca, off to first in time for out number 2. Runners at second and third.
Yeah, probably wasn't going to turn the double play there, so a smart choice by the Hillcats starting shortstop to throw across.
Gave a little bit of a pump fake to
he
second.
Did. Thought about it. But hey, Nizan Zanitello now. See what you got.
Nizan hit his way out of quite the slump the other night. Ended up going 2-for-4, a home run and a double. First pitch to Zanitello. Fastball snared high and away, 1-0. Good stop by Thompson behind the dish, because if that gets to the backstop, the Sox are taking a 4-3 lead.
Yes.
Instead, we stay tied. Hernandez kicks and deals, 1-0. Breaking ball misses down and out. 2 balls, no strikes for Nizan. Walk loads him. Nizan is 0-for-2, flew out to right, and was aboard with a fielder's choice in the second. And the 2-0. Breaking ball downstairs once again, 3-0. Zanitello hit his 7th home run 2 nights back. Absolutely crushed it over the left field wall. 3-0. And ball 4 misses down and away with a fastball out of the zone. A 4-pitch walk loads the bases. So Hernandez has surrendered a walk, a knock, and another walk here in the 4th. And with 2 gone, this induces a mound visit and a call to the bullpen for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Bases juice, 2 down, tie game. That'll do it for Hernandez. And Jordan Smith going to take the ball.
The skipper,
key situation early on.
The skipper has seen enough. Hernandez is out. New pitcher on the bump for the Hillcats, and we will step aside on MILB TV. 3-3 game, 2 gone. Bases juice for the Sox when we come back. Don't turn that radio down.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Durrett Parra is the new pitcher on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. The 24-year-old righty out of Valencia in Venezuela toes the rubber. Comes into quite the sticky situation. The bases are loaded. 2 gone for the Red Sox here in the home half of the 4th with the game tied at 3 apiece. Biggest moment of the game up to this point. And the pressure is on. From the right side, it's Andrew Musitt. Righty on righty, and the first pitch on the way. He swings and lifts this one off the hands. Could be trouble out in shallow right. And tracking it down, making a sliding catch is Cesarini, the right fielder for Lynchburg, to keep the Sox off the board and keep us knotted up at 3. What a week full of spectacular plays it's been between both Lynchburg and Salem. And we take another look here. Cesarini tracks it down with the sliding snag to keep us even. Top of the fifth after this in a tie game on a Friday night in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a Firework Friday here in Salem. Game knotted up at three between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Matt Duffy toes the rubber for the Sox, the Toronto, Ontario native. He's ready to face off against 7-8-9 Barrett Reebok, Luis Durango, and Fran Aldui at the bottom of the order for Lynchburg. Decked out in the road steel gray uniforms, the Red Sox wearing the home reds tonight. Sox looking to win two ball games in a row after walking it off last night. Lynchburg has other things to say about it, though. After taking an early 2-0 lead, the Sox responded with a three-piece in the second. First pitch to Reebok is a fastball that flips the upstairs outside corner of the zone, and it's 0-1. Reebok so far tonight, he has struck out swinging in his lone AB. Kareem Ayubi was the hero last night for the Sox. 0-1 and a breaking ball sizzle. Left side of the infield. Backhanded by the Red Sox. Third baseman Marvin Alcantara for the first time in his single-A career. He launches it to first in time for out number three.
That was a nice play there. That was a really nice play by Marvin Alcantara. Had to back up and backhand it to your point. And was pretty nonchalant about it, too.
First time we've seen Marv have a 5-3 put out tonight and be inserted defensively. Here's Luis Durango from the left side. Ready on lefty and the first pitch. He chops this one. A slow roll to the left side. Alcantara bare hands, doesn't have a play. Infield single for Durango.
I mean, yet another infield single. That is now five infield singles combined between these two teams today. There have been 10 hits. And was just about to mention, Marvin Alcantara, against all these lefties, is playing so far in against the grass. You're going to see it right now, too, if we can get a shot of him. He's playing a little bit further back, maybe by about two steps or so, but has been playing on that edge of the grass down the third base line.
A swinging bunt for Durango has him at first. Here's Fran Aldui in the nine hole. First pitch and the lefty hits this one to the left side. Scooped up Alcantara. Throw to first is there for out number two. The runner stays put at second. Third base was unoccupied. Heads up play by Zanatello to head that way in order to cover. Nevertheless, two gone. Runner in scoring position for Lynchburg here in the top of the fifth. Well, after Marv had been inactive, it's funny how the ball will find you.
And against the grass, too. Little slow rollers. He's going to be in again right here. I don't know if there's any way we can get a shot at this. I know if they're probably wanting to. They're like, Carter, come on, man.
Another left-handed hitter in Tommy Hawk back to the top of the order for the Hillcats. Two gone and the first pitch. Here's a fastball snaring the upstairs portion of the zone. It's 0-1. Tommy Hawk so far tonight, a walk and a base hit after having two extra base hits an evening ago. The 0-1. Fastball called to strike once again. This time smack dab over the heart of the plate. We're heading to Broadway next weekend, Carter, and that one was right down Broadway. It's 0-2.
Broadway Street in Nashville, Tennessee.
Not the Broadway that many would think. The 0-2, check swing, misses downstairs the appeal. infield umpire Frank Jones says he held back 1-2.
We'll have to tell, not that we ever really go on the road, but tell Mitch, like, if Mitch were to text, be like, oh, you guys aren't coming? As a joke, he'd be like, nah, we're actually in Nashville.
We're in Nashville. Well, maybe we'll have to catch a Nashville Sounds game, but I think we might be a little busy. 1-2 for Tommy Hawk, the pitch. Runner takes off. This is a slow roller, chop to the right side. Duffy fields. He flipped it with his glove to a covering Albert Feliz for out number 3. Oh, a dime of a play by Duffy. And the Sox keep him off the board. We're tied at 3, head of the home half of the 5th. After this, in Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of 5 and a game tied at 3 on a Firework Friday here in Salem. The first pitch is on the way to Marvin Alcantara. He pulls back a check swing but looks at his strike over the heart of the plate with a breaking ball. And it's 0-1. Parra remains on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a fastball misses just upstairs and away. The count evens up at a ball and a strike. While on the other side, the Red Sox ready to go 5-6-7. And the 1-1 to Alcantara. Breaking ball hit back to the net. 1-2 for the Red Sox third baseman tonight. Playing third base for the first time in his single-A career with Freddy Encarnacion and Antonio Anderson out of the mix this evening. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and chops this one up the middle. Ranging back and trying to backhand it in time was Knapchak. He could not do so. He was able to retrieve the baseball but didn't have a play. And Marvin Alcantara, another infield single. I mean, you cannot write this up, folks. You've had more hits as infield singles tonight than hits in the field. 6 hits for the Sox, 5 for the Hillcats, and I don't know the exact number, but I'd say somewhere near 6 of these hits for the two teams combined have been infield knocks. Sets it up for Caden Rose on a rehab assignment from the right side and the first pitch. Fastball snares the top of the zone, 0-1.
So correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure Caden Rose is the lone rehabber from any level we've had here in Salem this year.
That's correct. We had one last year, a big one, Zach Kelly. 0-1 to Caden Rose. He swings, nubs it off the bottom of the bat. Marvin Alcantara takes off for second. And are they saying he was going before? I could have sworn that was a foul ball, unless instead that deflected off the mitt of Thompson rather than the bottom of the bat for Caden Rose, and it appears that's what they're saying. A ball and a strike for Rose. Alcantara is at second base. See exactly how they score it. Nevertheless, the 1-1. Misses down at the ankles with a fastball, 2-1. What do you think, Carter?
I actually, to be honest, I thought for a minute it was a foul ball, but nobody reacted down there. So
sure.
It must have clearly hit off the the mitt of Bennett Thompson.
2-1 to Rose. He swings through a fastball, and it is called a passed ball. Count even up 2-2. Alcantara moved into scoring position after the passed ball.
It is interesting, too, that Caden Rose, granted, this is still a fairly high pick, but being a seventh-round pick last year.
2-2. Breaking ball sails high, 3-2.
It is interesting that Caden Rose completely missed Salem going to Greenville. I mean, seventh round pick is a high pick, but, like, you look at this year's team, and he was a college guy. I get that.
Well, the more fascinating thing is that he didn't play last year.
Yes.
Payoff pitch. He swings and rockets it. Deep to left field. This is up and one hop into the wall past Tommy Hawk. Run comes in to score. Alcantara plants the right foot on home plate. It's a go-ahead RBI double for Caden Rose, and the Sox are up 4-3.
That's got to feel good. You're rehabbing down in single A, and he turns on this baby with ease, too. Rocking the Greenville Drive helmet as well. 106 off the bat, and no chance for Tommy Hawk. Look at the drive helmet.
Yeah.
Like a normal rehabber. He's wearing the gear of his current team, and bringing some drive down here to Salem.
First pitch to Nathaniel Utette. He swings through a breaking ball, 0-1. Sox now with their seventh hit tonight off the barrel of Caden Rose. And they've scored three in the second, now one in the fifth to take a 4-3 lead. Utette, so far this evening with a base hit in the second. He stole second, came around to score. He's 1-for-2. 0-1 to Nathaniel. And this misses downstairs, 1-1. Caden Rose crushed that baseball, Carter.
So, also the helmet conversation had me thinking. Do you remember when Jeremy De Leon, who's now in Greenville, went up to Portland?
Yes.
And when he came back down here, they gave him a slew of Portland Sea Dog hats.
Right. Ball on his strike to Utette. He swings, laces this one down the left field line, foul, by about 5 feet to the left of the line, and it's 1-2.
And he brought a ton of Portland Sea Dogs hats down to his teammates. So, like, Andy Lugo, Jeremy De Leon, a couple others, too, that are escaping my memory, were all running around the Salem clubhouse wearing Portland Sea Dogs gear that Jeremy De Leon got to bring back.
Andy already up in high A.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the 1-2. Nubbed backwards foul. 1-2, it'll remain for Nathaniel Utette.
I think Utette was also one of them that Josh had mentioned when we were talking with him about that story.
Well, they've created a tight-knit community inside that clubhouse. Something Liam Carroll has praised. 1-2, runner takes off from second. This is chopped to the right side of the infield. Gobbled up on an E by Benjamin, and he plants his right foot on first for out number one. Runner moves to third, 90 feet away from a two-run lead for the Sox is Caden Rose. Utette grounds out to first, and here's Big Al. Albert Felice stands in. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. And a score.
Infield going to come in once again. Got to get this fifth run here.
To go a long way?
Yes, absolutely.
First pitch to Big Al. And a breaking ball called a strike on the outer half, 0-1.
Al with a walk and a ground out.
0-1. Knifed foul into the net right side. Quickly 0-2. Albert had the big home run on Sunday in the ninth inning on the road in Fredericksburg. Unfortunately, the Sox couldn't rally all the way back. Al had something to say. 0-2. Swings and misses. 97-mile-an-hour heater right down Broadway again. And there's two gone. This is a nice response, I will say, from Parra. After the back-to-back hits with the go-ahead run scoring, he's responded, inducing a slow ground out and now a strikeout. First strikeout of the evening for Parra. Here's Daniel McAlvany and the first pitch. He lifts it back to the net, 0-1. 96 on the heater. Again, he's leaving these fastballs, Carter. This is smack dab down the middle. Sox just unable to hit him. 0-1 to McAlvany. Breaking ball misses a hair outside at 83, 1-1.
got to get this base hit here. Because, well, what you're saying, like, I don't know if even five runs wins this game. It has that feel of a game that both teams are going to keep adding on.
1-1. And a breaking ball down and in, taking 2-1.
And it's already turned into a bullpen game.
It has.
Both squads have gone to the bullpen with Matt Duffy and then the right-hander Parra.
Parra deals 2-1. This is inside with that fastball, 3-1. Went 96 again, well off the plate. McCalvany way ahead in the count. What do you give him here? Parra looking for a second strike. The 3-1. Fastball inside, it's ball four. A five-pitch walk, first and third for the Red Sox with two gone in the fifth.
Well, you don't want a two-out walk. And now you give way to Kelvin Diaz, who has one of the big blows in this game, I guess you could say now, and has been on both times here this evening. Now, the force is now on, but at the same time, this is not what you want to see if you're the Hillcats, and then also the top of the order waits on deck.
Here's Kelvin Diaz, had the big two-run scoring double in the second. First pitch, this is inside, and he barely raised the bat above his right shoulder. 95 on the fastball, 1-0. Huge swing by Diaz in that second inning.
Here comes Tony Arnold. Interesting, too, the Hillcats are one of the few teams this year. We see it more in college baseball. How many mound visits? This is a rhetorical question because there's no way to track it for us. But how many mound visits do you think we've seen in this series where Tony Arnold has come out during a 1-0 count? You don't see that as much in professional baseball.
True.
You
Very
do
true.
In the college game. We see it some in the college game.
Yeah, we have. Indeed. Well, if you want to get into that conversation, just a different sport.
Oh, 1,000%. It's not even close.
Leaving the ballpark and the final score is 17-13.
You have six of the starting nine are hitting above 285. Like, it's...
I mean, I call the game Virginia Tech, Virginia. Granted, Virginia won the batting crown as a team in the ACC. Mm-hmm. Every player but one was hitting above 300, Carter. Like, that's ridiculous. The 1-0, breaking ball down and away, 2-0. Like, you cannot make up those gaudy numbers.
And for example... This is professional baseball as a whole. And I'm not like throwing any shade or anything.
2-0 to Diaz. Runner takes off from first. It's knifed down the left field line. Scooped up by El Dewey. On to second in time. They grab the force for out number three.
But Augusta, granted, nobody is great in the Carolina League as a team. But the Augusta Green Jackets are hitting 199 as a club.
Poor Noah. Our poor friend Noah. He has to be creative with his storylines for the rest of the season.
Hey, that will make him better, though.
That will make him fantastic. Makes you marketable. Builds character. Sox are building character tonight as well. They're up 4-3, and they continue to grit out these crazy wins. We'll see if they can do it again tonight. Top of the sixth after this in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth at a 4-3 lead for the Red Sox with Matt Duffy on the bump. You got to be feeling pretty good heading to the road half of the sixth inning. And on the other side, it's 2-3-4 due up in the Lynchburg order. Welbin Francisca, Christian Knapcheck, and Ryan Cesarini. First pitch on the way, and Francisca drills this one through the right side of the infield on a line drive. A base hit on the first pitch to lead things off here in the sixth. And Lynchburg, just like that, right back in business, Carter.
Yeah, it seems like every single time throughout this series that a team has struck, the other team is striking right back. And you get that run in the bottom of the fifth on the Caden Rose RBI double. And now the Hillcats early are threatening here in the sixth.
From the left side, it's Christian Knapchak. Homered his last time up in the first pitch. He cranks this one high into the air, shallow left field. Playable for Calvin Diaz. He ranges back, camps out, and makes the head-high catch for out number one. One gone, runner off of first for Lynchburg. Here's Ryan Cesarini, the right fielder. 0 for 2 tonight with a fly out to left and was aboard with a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Was out as part of an inning-ending double play when it was all said and done. Ready on lefty and a pick off to first. Matt Duffy came in for Cole Tolbert, the Red Sox starter. Duffy came in to record the final out of the fourth. Here we are in the top of the sixth. Pickoff once again to first and a head-first plunge. Sees Francisca back in there safely after his leadoff base hit. Duffy glances over his left shoulder, gathers at the belt, kicks and deals. First offering. A fastball clips the outside corner, 0-1.
Got to be weird for Matt Duffy a little bit here because we've seen the Sox do this a couple times, well, quite a bit throughout the year where they mix and match guys starting, coming out of the pen. But Matt Duffy has not done that all year long.
0-1. Swung on and lifted out towards left field again. Diaz on a full sprint. Foul territory. Makes the catch. On the warning track and foul ground out and left. Two away.
It's a nice play by Calvin Diaz. Because to your point, he had to book it to get over there. And I actually think he had a little bit more time than he realized because he could kind of plant down and make the catch. You'll see the replay here on MILB TV. A full sprint and then
almost
overran it a little bit.
There's Juan Benjamin from the left side. Two gone, runner off of first. 4-3 game, Sox in front. Top of six in Salem. Pick off over to first and standing up safely is Welbin Francisco. Welbin's now got two hits tonight. He's 2-for-3. Sox try to keep him off the board. First pitch. Benjamin chops this one foul off his right ankle, 0-1. Benjamin 0-for-2 tonight, 4-3 ground out and lined out into a double play, kind of a crazy double play. Sent a well-hit ball out into center and then Rose threw it back in for a double up. Here's the 0-1. He swings and scolds it into the seats left side, down 0-2. I will miss, Carter, these Friday night crowds. Lively.
Second last Friday night home game of the year. Second to last Friday night home game of the year.
With 8 seconds to hurl, here's Duffy. He brings home the 0-2. Runner takes off. It's fouled back. And we'll do it all over again with no balls and two strikes for Juan Benjamin.
There's just always an extra pulse in the building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Red Sox looking to win their second straight. After being walk-off victors an evening ago. Duffy deals, 0-2. Swung on and popped up. Left side, foul territory, over the net, into the crowd. 0-2, it'll stay.
I mean, you look around on a Friday night, you can see all sorts of stuff. There is that extra kick in the crowd with, I mean, you can look at the concession lines, people just waiting to get food after food after food. And then even, like, you see the Dustin Pedroia jerseys, the David Ortiz jerseys, the people rocking the Boston Red Sox gear. That's what's cool about minor league baseball and seeing that here at Salem.
0-2. Swung on and scolded up the middle. It trickles off the mid of Duffy. Zanatello charges, pump fakes, no throw to first. And that's just unfortunate because it was well hit up the middle. In fact, 97 off the bat. Duffy got a piece, didn't get all of it. And because of how well he slowed it down, the Sox didn't have a chance to make a play on it. So there's first and second now with two gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Another infield single. I mean, like, this, actually, like, this is, I have, I have seven infield singles charted down.
Is that what your number
I
is?
I have seven.
I guessed now, six on the last one.
I can't 100% say for sure that's correct, but I have written seven down.
Well, then that's got to be right because you're Clark. First pitch to Bennett Thompson. Misses high and in 1-0.
14 hits today. Seven infield singles. Now, three of them have been choppers up the middle that either the second baseman or shortstop fielded, but that's still an infield single. But could have sneaked through.
1-0 to Thompson. This is downstairs, 2-0.
Talking about the Red Sox jerseys around the park, it's also cool when, like, you play the Fred Nats or the Shorebirds and you see all the Nationals jerseys or the Orioles jerseys.
Sure. 2-0 to Thompson. He swings and nubs it to the right side of the infield. Backhanded by Arias, and he gets the third short throw to first in time for out number three. Almost another tough play for Duffy. Arias was there, and the Sox keep him off the board. They stay in front 4-3. Bottom of six after this.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of six on a Friday night here in Salem. 4-3, the Red Sox are in front, and the Sox ready to go. 1-2-3 in the batting order. Franklin Arias, Nazan Zanatello, and Andrew Musitt all set to dig in for the Sox. Well, Salem has been solid defensively. In fact, Lynchburg has not scored since a solo blast to lead off for Christian Knapcheck in the fourth inning. Besides that, they have two runs in the first, and the Sox lead them 4-3. Salem on the other side, well, they scored the go-ahead run on an RBI double off the barrel of Caden Rose back in the fifth just an inning ago, and that's how we got here, 4-3, Red Sox in front. 14 hits combined between the two teams, 7 for Salem, 7 for Lynchburg, and believe it or not, folks, half of them, 7 of them have been infield singles tonight. It's been a bizarre kind of a ball game. No errors on the board for either Lynchburg or Salem, though, despite all of the infield singles being scored. And Franklin Arias is ready to dig in for the Sox, looking for his first hit tonight. He's grounded out twice and was aboard with an RBI fielder's choice. That scored the go-ahead run back in the second inning at the time being for the Sox. They were up 3-2 before the game was tied at 3 with Knapcheck's homer. First pitch. It's a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. And then, of course, Caden Rose able to bring in Marvin Alcantara. Here's a lacer out to the gap in right center field, all the way towards the wall. It one hops off the middle of the wall. Franklin Arias chugging around first, dead stop at second. Leadoff double on the second pitch for the sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization.
105 off the barrel of the bat, going the opposite way to right center. And we actually were talking about it earlier in the broadcast. We've only seen two opposite field home runs hit here in Salem all year long. It was Franklin Arias and Elijah Green with the Fred Nats. And though that one didn't leave the yard, you're seeing the ability to drive the ball to the opposite way from Arias right there in the right center.
There's Nazan Zanatello in the first pitch. He swings and lifts this one. Foul ground, right side, into the seats. 0-1.
Heads up. Ooh. I was getting nervous with so many people down there, and they're not looking.
You got to pay. I will always say this. I was taught from a very young age, when you go to a baseball game, you got to pay attention.
pay attention.
Bring your glove, too, if you're under a certain age, I guess.
Are you saying I'm too old to bring the glove? 0-1. Misses downstairs 1-1.
No,
would I look silly if I brought my glove?
No, I think you can bring your glove at any age.
Because
some people joke about that, and I was just joking about it now. I think there is a certain age for certain things, like
autographs and such.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, people do a nice job with their hobbies, too.
1-1, the pitch. Fastball down it in, 2-1.
I think if you're truly collecting it, that's one thing. But
yeah,
to turn around and sell a ton is where,
well,
people can
we've
get
talked
upset
about this.
It.
We've talked about this before the game so many times. It frustrates me a little bit. 2 balls and a strike, the pitch. Fastball, called a strike, bottom of the zone, 2-2. When these guys will, one, bring their kids and kind of pawn their kid off, and both the kid and the dad have a binder full, and you're getting the same card on multiple sheets. We're talking like 12 or more editions of the same exact card. 2-2. Swung on and driven foul right side. Signed. And it's one thing to have a collection, like you said, Carter, but if you're getting more than 12 of the same exact card signed by the same player, I mean,
or if
on.
You have just like a pile of them in your hand, too.
Sure.
Like, I think there is a certain element to that that's cool. But I do agree, like, when you can turn around and just sell them nonstop, that can be where it's a little aggravating for some personnel on the field, if you will.
But, you know, I've heard some of the players, like Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks.
He's like, I don't care who you are, whether you're a grown man or a little kid, I'm going to sign it because 2-2, misses high. 3-2, yes, because 2-2, that's the reasoning.
But, I missed that.
But because he just feels, he's like, I mean, Brooks has said the words, I get to wear a Halloween costume for a job. Like, kids dress up as baseball players on Halloween, and I get to do this for a living. Like, he just feels so blessed to be in the position. He's like, I'm going to sign your card. 3-2 misses high, and Azan works the full count walk. First and second, nobody out in the sixth.
He's also talked about when he's struggling, he just has to remember he could be in calculus right now.
He said that many times, too. Yeah.
But just to put a bow in that conversation, about the glove, I just think you can bring your glove at whatever age. As long as you just, like, I think it's cool, like, to see, you know, a dad and their son bring their gloves to the ballpark, sit in the stands, and have a good time.
Sure.
But yeah, autograph-wise, yeah.
First pitch to Andrew Musitt, muscled foul right side, 0-1.
If you're collecting, okay, I can respect it. But the selling is where I think some people get annoyed with that.
Sure. Sure. First and second for the Sox. Nobody out. They lead it 4-3 here in the home half of the sixth. New pitcher on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Parra's day is done. It's Isaac Martinez. He deals. Pitch misses. Runner takes off. Moves from second to third. Arias has a stolen bag with no throw.
Well, the Hillcats are in some serious trouble now. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. Middle of the order with Musitt. This is crazy to say, too. Middle of the order is Musitt, Alcantara, Cade, and Rose. That's so different than what we're used to seeing. No Brooks tonight, no Nelly Taylor, no Antonio Anderson, no Fraley Encarnacion.
Bizarre. Ball and a strike, the pitch. Misses down and in, 2-1. We'll check in with the top of the organization, the Boston Red Sox. Ooh. Well, last time I looked, it was 2-1.
Playing now the Diamondbacks?
Now it's 5-1. Arizona is in front at Fenway Park. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. The Sox have their work cut out for them. 2-1. This is inside, 3-1. Well, one more ball outside of the zone, and it walks them full.
Sox?
Rafi Devers at the dish. You were saying?
Sox could just use that big hit now. If they can load the bases, middle of the order, bases cleared double maybe?
Sure. 3-1, runner goes from first. Oh, they got him picked off. Throw down to second, not in time. Stolen bag, Nizan Zanatello felt like he should have been dead in the water. He was picked off, but he got enough of a jump.
I was going to say, his jump was just that good where Juan Benjamin couldn't throw him out. You don't see that very often where there's no, like, double clutch or problem with the transfer.
Yeah.
Infield comes in now.
Second and third, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth, Sox in front by a run, looking for more. 3-1 to Musick. He swings and drives it towards the gap. Right center field, playable for Cesarini. He makes the catch. Tagging up and heading home is Arias. Throw to the plate. One hop's not in time. Sox in front, 5-3. Sack fly, Andrew Musick.
Oh, that's just a productive AB from Andrew Musick. Going with the pitch the other way, elevating the ball in the air, allowing that fifth run to cross, and Sox with a little bit of insurance here in the sixth. Still plenty of time left to go in this ball game, but that's a much needed fifth run to add to the lead, and it's now two for Salem.
Here's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. He is 2-for-3. Pair of base hits in the first pitch. Misses downstairs, 1-0.
You were saying, though, about Rafael Devers?
Just that he was at the plate. He is now no longer at the plate. It is now Robert Rapsnyder. Runner off the second is Zanatello. One gone in the sixth. The 1-0. He swings and sizzles it foul left side. 1-1. Alcantara, the cleanup man tonight for the Sox, playing third base. Martinez glancing over his left shoulder to second. And the southpaw deals, 1-1. Breaking ball under the hands of Alcantara, 2-1.
By the way, we were talking about Dylan Cruz the other day, about when he's gone up to the bigs, and the answer is Monday.
Yeah, that question was answered rather quickly. Refsnyder goes the yard, 2-1. This is cranked out in a right center field. Playable again for Cesarini. Nizan has to retreat back to second. He does so swimmingly. Two away.
He was raking at AAA Rochester. Now we'll play for the Washington Nationals.
Very cool. I called. It was very just fortunate, circumstantial to be there and call his single A debut in Fredericksburg.
That's right. Speaking of Fredericksburg, they are now up 6-1 over the Columbia Fireflies. Brandon Pimentel just went yard.
First pitch to Caden Rose, and a fastball is in there for a strike, 0-1. Also called, I guess, the next day his first pro home run.
Out of LSU. Man, that entire 2023 LSU team going up to the bigs.
0-1 to Rose. Ball upstairs for a strike, 0-2.
I mean, Paul Skeens may win Rookie of the Year. Now, he has struggled the last 4 to 5 outings. But he's very, very much going to be in that conversation to win Rookie of the Year for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, 2 to Rose. He swings and drills it. High into the air, deep left field. Going back, Tommy Hawk, and he makes the leaping catch at the wall. Out number 3, a robbery. You don't get many in this ballpark, but that was one of them. Sox do play a run and take a 5-3 advantage here in the sixth. We go to the top of the seventh after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top seven on a Firework Friday here in Salem. 5-3. Red Sox in front A run in the fifth, one more in the sixth, and the Red Sox have started to take over just a little bit here on a Friday night in Salem. Matt Duffy on the bump, ready to face off against 7-8-9 in the order for Lynchburg. It goes Baron Reebok, Luis Durango, and Fran Aldui. Well, Lynchburg threatened in the sixth inning. They had a bare base hit, stranded runners on first and second. They did that after stranding a runner on second base in the fifth inning. And, of course, the solo blast from Kristen Knapcheck in the fourth. At that point, evened up the ball game at 3 apiece. But the Sox have plated 2 ever since. They lead it 5-3. Righty on lefty, here's Reebok, and the first pitch is a fastball that misses outside. It's 1-0. Barrett Reebok so far tonight, struck out swinging, grounded out to the hot corner where Marvin Alcantara plays tonight. The 1-0, fastball down and away, the count 2-0.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you got it.
I was just going to say, we were talking about jerseys in the ballpark. See a lot of, not random ones, but some cool ones here on the yard here this evening. Let you get the pitch in.
2-0. Called the strike top of the zone. 2-1.
See Cliff Lee. Arm for the Phillies back in the day. I saw Joe Burrow as well, which was interesting.
What do we do? Jerseys?
Yeah.
2-1. Swings and lines it. Right field. Down for a base hit. Leadoff single. Christian Reebok. He wants more. Hauling around first, gunning for second. Throw in is cut off, and he's in there with a stand-up double to lead it off in the seventh.
Yeah, I saw Joe Burrow downstairs walking up. No. somebody rocking the Bengals number 9 jersey.
I want to get your take on this, Carter. So you eat popcorn every night at the ballpark,
uh-huh,
for the most part. Yeah. By the way, the popcorn here is ridiculous.
Sensational.
I mean, just like movie theater quality, if not better. Some of the best popcorn you'll have. First pitch is swung upon and missed by Luis Durango, 0-1.
Yeah, I got to get the recipe. Like, they have one of the machines.
Oh, they got the
big
machine.
Fancy machine. Yeah.
It's all buttery and fatty and delicious.
Yes. It's a big tub, too.
Oh, they load it up. Now, how much is that tub? Because you get it for free. 0-1. Hit on the ground right side. Scooped up by Arias, and it's on to first in time for out number one. Runner moves to third. He's 90 feet away from cutting the Sox lead down to just one.
I think it's $10.
Really?
I don't know if you can get a shot of us here in the broadcast booth, but this is the size of the bucket. See in just a minute.
And they got a couple of deals, too. Like, I think it's $8. You can get the popcorn with the dog and the drink. Something like that?
Yeah, I think so. And then you get 2 hot dogs for the same price, or the price of 1, I should say, on
Tuesdays. Yeah. You always go for that, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Runner off a third for Fran Aldui in the 9-hole. First pitch. He swings and scolds this one. A line drive to right field once again. Rinse and repeat. Same swing and hit by Barrett Reebok. Now Fran Aldui does it. It plates a run. It's 5-4, and he's got an RBI stand-up double. I mean, that was a carbon copy.
Carbon copy. That roll just passed you 10 to the wall. It's one of those games where just you go back and forth, and the Hillcats respond once again. That's their 9th hit of the day. And it's now a 5-4 ball game with a tying run in scoring position.
Bit of movement in the Sox bullpen. No full warm-up. Duffy entered this ball game all the way back in the fourth. Here's Tommy Hawk from the left side. Runner off his second in the first pitch. Fastball high and in, 1-0. Well, so my point is, I sent my dad a pic of the popcorn because he's a big popcorn.
Oh, is he?
Really big popcorn.
Oh, is that the picture you took of me?
Yeah. And he said, yum. And he said, I wish you could buy the 1-0. Swing and a miss on a half-parter, 1-1. I wish you could buy just the white part of the popcorn, kernel free. He said it would be fantastic. What are your thoughts on that? Would you like a kernel free popcorn? I feel like that's kind of more like that pirate's booty they have.
Yes.
You know?
That's good popcorn too. Pirate's booty? Pirate booty, pirate's booty, something like that. I haven't had it in a while.
He just texted me back and said, quick Google search, and what do you know? It's a real thing. He is not listening to us, by the way.
Oh, he's not.
He's not. 1-1, swung and chopped right side, 1-2.
I agree. Like, Colonel's at, I'm taste testing right now just to give the full experience. Colonel's at some. But occasionally you get one where it's like just the top, and that is a nice tasting piece of popcorn.
Well, I love the yellow ones. Obviously, those are the ones all buttery and good.
The 1-2.
He swings and lifts it back, 1-2.
Well, as Gio knows, I love popcorn so much. We help set up a local coaches, not even local, the Virginia Tech coaches show on Thursdays at a movie theater / bar in Blacksburg. And for helping out this past semester.
There's a ground ball right side. One hops into the mitt of Felice. He steps on first for out number two. Runner moves to third. I mean, this really is rinse and repeat of how the first couple of transactions went.
Yes. But, yeah, so because I had gone a couple extra times, one of our bosses had left a gift card for the establishment to me. And I think I spent like 90% of that gift card not on the restaurant, not on the bowling alley, not on movies. And you remember, I legit, every single time I would drive by the movie theater, if I was hungry, needed a snack.
Wanda Francesca is called his strike, a fastball 0-1.
I would stop, and I would buy me an $8 tub of popcorn with
there
that gift card. For some butter on it, you're good to go.
There you go. 0-1 to Francisca. Fastball is strike again on the outer half, 0-2. I think I used mine on chicken wings.
Chicken wings?
Their chicken
Those
wings
are too.
Delicious.
Fried Oreos as well. They have fried Oreos. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, Tech Talk Live. We missed the first one last night. Mm. We'll be back before we know it. 0-2. Check swing, pitch in the dirt, 1-2.
Look at Francisca's got a little bit of the Soto shuffle to him. Saw just a minute ago, he was kind of shuffling forward just a tad.
Just a tad.
There
just
you go.
Tad.
I mean, that's very Juan Soto-esque right
is.
There.
It is. Who do these guys think they are? And the 1-2. Got him looking. Strike 3, 95, frozen with a fastball at the bottom of the zone. Duffy strands the runner on third. And the Sox remain in front by a run. Bottom of 7 after this on a beautiful Friday night in the Roanoke Valley.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the 7th on a Friday night here in Salem, 5-4. Red Sox remain in front by a run despite a run crossing in the top of the inning by the Lynchburg Hillcats. They did it on a pair of doubles from Barrett Reebok and Fran Aldui in the 7 and 9 spot respectively. The Sox on the other side, they're ready to go. It's 5-6-7 due up in the order for Salem. On the other side, remaining on the bump, and now his second inning of work is the lefty Martinez. And digging in from the left side, it's Nathaniel Uten. He'll be followed up by Albert Felice and Daniel McAlvin. Lefty-on-lefty matchup to get us going in the home half in the first pitch. Fastball called a strike, top of the zone. It's 0-1. 8 hits for the Sox, 9 hits for the Hillcats. Salem winners in walk-off fashion a night ago. Looking to stay hot and win one more. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball hit up the middle. It's through for a base hit and a leadoff single. Nathaniel Uten gets us going.
Nice start to the frame. And the Sox are going to try and respond after giving up the run of the top half of the frame. By the way, we got to give a shout-out to Salem's youngest fan, Henry Schoenberg. who is Josh Schoenberg, who works here. It is his brother's wife, or excuse me, it is his brother's baby. So it is Josh's nephew then who we're giving a shout out to, Henry Schoenberg, who was just born. Youngest Salem Red Sox fan out there.
Congratulations. First pitch to Big Al Sales High, 1-0. Josh means a ton to us. So
yes.
Anything we can do to show some love to the Schoenberg family.
Josh's dad was asking if we could shout him out. So
1-0 swing and a miss, 1-1. Well, Mr. Schoenberg, if you're listening, I'm sorry about the shenanigans we may discuss up here, such as kernel-less popcorn and everything else. Ball and a strike for Big Al, runner off of first. And the 1-1. He swings and towers it straight away center. Going to stay in the yard. Underneath it is Durango ranging in. Camps out, makes the catch for out number one. Well, muscled it big time, but got too far underneath it. One away.
I think Henry Schoenberg may be the youngest Salem Red Sox fan out there. Just born last week. Glad to have him tuning in. And the entire family tuning in.
And the first pitch to Daniel McAlvin. He's a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Runner off of first for the Sox. Nathaniel Uten led us off with a base hit. 0-1 to McAlvin. Runner takes off. They got him picked off. Throw down to second, and they do have him this time. We saw Nizan beat one of those. Not the same story for Nathaniel Uten.
Yeah, went on the first move with the lefty. That's the third time we've seen a member of either team get picked off in this series. And to your point, Nizan eluded an opportunity earlier in the ballgame.
0-1, the count with the bases empty now and two gone for Daniel. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses downstairs, ball at a strike. McAlvey tonight, 1-for-2 with a walk. Base hit back in the fourth. Flew out to left and walked in the fifth. 1-1. Fastball runs high, 2-1. Still a buzz at the ballpark on a Friday night with a great game on our hands. Sox in front, 5-4, the 2-1. Fastball down and away, 3-1.
Just kind of feel like there's something else big coming in this one. 5-4, whether it be Lynchburg, a game-tying homer, the Sox, a big-time
well,
hit with a couple
that.
Runners on. I'm just saying, big-time hit coming at some point.
3-1 to McAlvey. Swing and a miss, got him. Through an 88-mile-an-hour changeup, it's now 3-2. Everybody wants the popcorn. Will Howell, our video production manager, coming in, thefting your kernels.
He just walked
That's
in here.
That's messed up.
And pointed at the popcorn bucket.
He
and
thinks
off it goes.
He thinks because he's our boss now that he can do whatever he wants. The payoff pitch. Fastball is smashed. High and deep to left. Going back, Tommy Hawk on the track, and he watches it fly off the top of the wall. McAlvey around second. Hall into third. Head first slide. A two-out triple in the seventh.
I mean, I don't know how that ball didn't get out. We've seen a couple this week, and this is the thing with Salem Memorial Ballpark. You see some towering shots, and you think this ball is going to get out by a lot. And Tommy Hawk played it well. And so, I want to see the replay out in left. Like, just one professional homer for Daniel McAlvey. It was at that spot back in May. And that had to hit off the very, thank you, Will, very tippy top of the wall.
I'm just glad I saw it carry him back in. First pitch is taken high by Calvin Diaz. It's 1-0.
And especially at dusk, it's tough. And all the white signs out there, you almost got to hear it more so than see it.
One ball, no strikes for Diaz. And the pitch. Fastball outside, 2-0. Well, now an opportunity here all of a sudden. Two gone, runner 90 feet out. Sox in front by just a run. It's 5-4. And you're at the bottom of the order with Diaz, who had the two RBI double in the second. And he eyes up a breaking ball for a strike, 2-1. Can Diaz deliver with something big here? He's 1-for-2 with a walk, and again, the two-run scoring double. 2-1 on the way. Diaz takes high and away, 3-1.
Kelvin Diaz may be in the running for player of the game right now. And if he can come through here, add another RBI to his total.
3-1. Swing and a miss. This time through an 86-mile-an-hour slider. Fills it up, 3-2. Diaz with just 4 runs batted in a small sample size at the tail end of this season. Looking for number 5 here with a runner 90 feet out and Daniel McAlvany following the triple. Payoff pitch to Diaz. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high heat and struck him out. Runner stranded at third base, 5-4. Sox remain in front by a run. We trudge on to the eighth on a Friday night here in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth on a Friday night here in Salem. Matt Duffy towing the rubber for the Sox, and they're in front 5-4. Ready to take over for the rest of the night on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Hayter. Appreciate you there. 5-4, the Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Kill Cats in game number 4 of the 6-game set. A victory for the Sox. They have secured at least a split of the 6-game set. Matt Duffy once again toes the rubber. First time out of the pen for him this year. He is on for his 5th inning of war, as it goes 3-4-5 in the Hillcats order. Christian Knapchek, Ryan Cesarini, and Juan Benjamin, the starting first baseman. Righty on lefty matchup to start the frame. First pitch comes set, winds and fires. He swings and smacks it right center field. Moving back, Utsen at the track, at the wall. He leaps, it's off the top of the wall. Around second, Knapchek cruising towards third, and he will stand up with a lead-off triple here in the eighth.
This guy's having a game.
Single, homer, and a triple. He's a double shy of the cycle, and the tying run is now 90 feet away.
You said it, Carter. You said there was more magic left in this ballgame. You just felt like something big had to happen, and there you go. Tying run 90 feet out. Still nobody out. Plenty of baseball left to be played tonight. Just the eighth.
Infield draws in. Here's Ryan Cesarini. First pitch from the stretch. Fastball trims the outside corner for a strike. And the count starts at nothing and one. Cesarini is 0-for-3 today. He bounced out. And 2 flyouts to Kelvin Diaz out in left. 10 hits apiece. And the 0-1. He swings and smacks it down the left field line. Moving over is Diaz, and it's down for a base hit off the wall. This will tie the game as Cesarini moves to second. Diaz loses it in left. He nearly motored to third. Thinks better of it as Jordan Smith holds him up. It's an RBI double, and just like that, we're tied at 5. Kelvin Diaz played that ball off the bottom of the wall. Here's the replay on MILB TV. It deflected back to straightaway left. He kicked it with his left cleat, and it scampered away as Cesarini headed back to the back. Nonetheless, a 5-5 game, and here's Juan Benjamin. Corners play in, first pitch. High and away it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. Marvin Alcantara is onto the grass in the infield, just in case Benjamin decides to lay one down. Comes to third base side, rocks and fires. Called a strike, inner half of the bell. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Benjamin today has a sac fly, a single, and a bounce out. Glance to second, and the 1-1. He swings, smacks it up the middle, off the glove of Duffy. Flips to first, and there's out number one. Nearly caught it. It hit off the heel of his mitt. And they're going to come check on Matt Duffy. May have hit off the backside as well. Hit the deck. Cesarini had to hold up at second. So he stays at the second base bag. Benjamin, though, is retired. And we will now hope for the best for Matt Duffy. Another luck on MILB TV. I mean, that is, it may have hit off his left elbow as well. On a slight deflection. And hopefully Matt Duffy can remain in this contest. Just like that, there is starting to be some action in the Red Sox bullpen as Luis Talavera looks like he is starting to loosen. But Duffy's going to toss a couple warm-ups to see if he's good to go. Another luck from our center field cam. Just a screaming liner. Oh, yeah, hit off the left elbow and then deflected into his left knee after hitting off the heel of his glove, and Matt Duffy will stay in this game. Liam Carroll, Matt Wheeler all out to check, and with one down, here's Bennett Thompson.
Poor Duffy's taking a little bit of abuse today. He's had quite a bit go his way. Grounders up the middle.
Here's Thompson from the right side. He's 0 for 3. First pitch, he swings, flies it into straightaway center. Moving back, Caden Rose to his right, makes the catch, route number two. Tagging and moving to third, Cesarini. He's there with ease. But that is a big second out, and it brings up Barrett Reebok. So Cesarini advances the 90 feet, but the most important thing is that's out number two. Go ahead, run for the Hillcats is 90 feet away. Duffy from the bell, comes to third base side. He winds and fires. Fastball caught a strike, inner edge, and the count begins at nothing and one. Barrett Reebok today is 1 for 3, a double back in the 7. 0-1, curls and unfurls. He swings, chops it left side, Alcantara to his left, gloves at the hip, throws across to first. It's high, but Big Al holds the bag, and there's out number 3. The Hillcats tie the game, but the Sox hold the go-ahead run at third base as we move to the home half of the 8th in Salem. Knotted at 5 here at the yard. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
A brand new ball game as we move to the home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Tied at 5 in game 4 of this 6-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Top of the order for the Sox, 1-2-3. Here's Franklin Arias from the right side. First pitch, he scolds it foul down the first base line. And the count starts at 0-1. Robert Weigelnick is the new pitcher on the bump for the Hillcats, and he is no stranger to this series. Back on Tuesday, 0-1, slider in the dirt, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Back on Tuesday, the right-hander out of Fort Myers, Florida, was on the hill when a controversial balk call was made on Weigelnick. 1-1, he's chopped left side. Charging now, Dewey, he boots it, and it squirts over to short. We'll see how it's scored, but likely a leadoff single for Franklin Arias. That's a tough play for Al Dewey, and they're going to roll that knee 5. It's one that could go either way. Regardless, Arias reaches. That's big right there.
Yeah, Sox will take it. No doubt, leadoff base runner. It's the go-ahead run aboard. And Nizan Zanatello, he's been on base twice here tonight, Carter. Pair of walks.
Nizan is 0-2. First pitch, way away. And the count begins at 1-0. So Weigelnick was on the bump when the game-winning balk call was made on Tuesday. Scored Nellie Taylor Jr. from third, and the Sox won it. 1-0. Check swing caught a strike, though, inside corner, as Richie Arredondo says it's in there on the inner half. Zanatello calls time, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Two walks, a flyout, and a pop-up today for Nizan Zanatello. 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-1. Way away it goes on the slider. Low and outside, and it shifts the count to 2-1.
We saw an abundance of profanity leave this man's mouth after the balk the other night.
Yes. Our crew got a great shot of everything.
They did.
2-1. Winds and fires. He swings and scolds a foul, third base side. On the ground off the fencing of the third base dugout, and it evens up the count at 2-2.
To his point, might add a point.
Might add a point. Hillcats got 2 in the first. The Sox got 3 in the second. Lynchburg then tied it in the fourth. Salem with runs in the fifth and the sixth. And then Lynchburg comes back with 1 in the seventh and 1 in the eighth. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. He swings and lifts it straight away center. To his left is Luis Durango in front of the track. Will make the catch at high for round number 1. Arias retreats back to first. Zanatello skies out for the third time today. And now here's Andrew Muse at the catcher. Gotta take advantage here. You get the leadoff E5 on Fran Aldui. And Muse it steps in 1-for-3 with a sack fly. Throw to first and a head first slide back in there for Franklin Arias. We'll reset. Single in the first, an infield single off the mid of the starter, Melquis Hernandez. A strikeout, a flyout, and the sack fly in the sixth. First pitch, way away it goes. Went fastball below the knees, and the count starts at 1-0. The Sox are 2 games back of first place. Likely they need to win this one to remain there. 1-0. Slider misses low and away. Shifts the count to 2-0. Likely need to win this one because the Fred Nats are up 6-1 over the Columbia Fireflies in the bottom of the 8. 2-0. Outside again. Went fastball into the other batter's box, and it's now 3-0. And we talked about the ball, but what got Wygonek into trouble on Tuesday? 2 walks and a hit by pitch.
Yeah. Yep. Very true, Carter. Very true. And that kind of goes untalked about.
3-0. He swings, rips it into right. It's down for a base hit in front of Cesarini. To second, Arias. Oh, and out single. And now first and second with one down for the Sox.
Well, and you got Marvin Alcantara up now, who's 2-for-4 with a pair of knocks. Came around to score once. See if he can deliver in a huge spot.
2-for-4 today is Alcantara. First ever start at third in his professional career. 2 singles, a strikeout, and a flyout. First and second, one down. First pitch, slider misses high and away. And the count starts at 1-0. In the cleanup spot for the Salem Sox. 40 RBIs on the year. Can he add on here? 1-0. Fastball caught a strike, outer edge, at the knees. And it moves the count to 1-1. Don't know if Alcantara appreciated the call on the outside corner. And that's a tough one for Mark. Glance to second. And the 1-1. Check swing. He went around on the slider. And a beautiful one from the right-hander out of FAU. And it's now 1-2. Need that big-time hit with Caden Rose awaiting on deck. From the belt, here's the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. And it evens up the count at 2-2. This crowd that has remained fairly intact throughout this contest awaiting to erupt on a base knock by Marvin Alcantara. 2-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. Went slider once again. Marv is down on strikes for the second time today. And there's 2 down for Caden Rose.
Now the pressure's really on, right, Carter? Caden Rose, also a guy with a hit tonight. RBI double. Huge swing in the 5th.
And was robbed of another in the 6th. First pitch to Caden Rose. It hit him. A slider that didn't break. It hit him on the backside. And the bases are going to be juiced now with 2 down.
Well, now you really got to take advantage.
And let's see the replay here on MILB TV. By the way, he switched to the Salem helmet.
Did he really? Maybe somebody heard him.
Well, the table is set for Nathaniel Utsin. He had the game-tying RBI triple last night in the victory for the Sox. Bases loaded, 2 down. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count starts at 0-1. Franklin Arias at third. Andrew Musett at second. Caden Rose is down at first. No balls and a strike. From the belt, winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Once again, at the fastball outer half. And it's quickly 0-2. Utsin has 2 walk-offs in 2024. Not a walk-off situation here, but has come through in the clutch. The 0-2. He swings and lifts it foul. Down the left field line. Utsin spoils it and stays alive. Just in case, Albert Feliz is on deck. The 0-2. He swings and punches it foul once again down the left field line. Fifth pitch coming, and it's Andy Utsen. Arias reached on the E5. Muse at the single. Rose the hit by pitch. The 0-2. He swings, smacks it down the left field line, down for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Musit. Rose waved around as well. The throw's cut off. Base is clearing double. Nathaniel Utsen. And it's now 8-5.
Biggest play of the week, and Nathaniel Utsen delivers. Down 0-2 in the count. Back against the wall. What are you going to do, young man? And he cranks it down the left field line. Touch them all, Sox. Nathaniel stays at second. Huge. Absolutely massive. Three-run scoring double here in the eighth to put the Sox in front, 8-5.
Not done yet. Here's Albert Felix. First pitch. He spanks it foul down the third baseline. Just by a hair.
Woo, that looked fair to me.
And Fran Aldui had booted it down to third. So you 10 down at second. Give him three RBIs as he continues to stay in the clutch. 0-1 to Albert Feliz. As Wygonek is on the hook for the loss for the second time this week. The pitch is a check swing. He went around on a slider in the dirt. It's nothing and two. And oh boy, Richiari Dondo said he went around. They didn't even appeal. And I don't know. That was borderline at best right there. Daniel McKelvey, just in case, is on deck. The 0-2. Inside it goes. And it shifts the count to 1-2. 0-3 day for Fraley's. A strikeout, a flyout, and a bounce out. Also has a walk. And now a balk has been called. How about that? Cinema here in Salem. Richiari Dondo's all over it. And now a chant of balk him home breaks out.
Wouldn't be the first time this week.
The 1-2 inside again. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Yeah, that's Theater right there. Here's the replay on MILB TV. See if we see anything. It had to be that shake of the glove right there. I think that's the correct call. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. But the Sox get three. Base is clearing double to Daniel Utsen. And we move to the ninth in Salem with the Sox holding on to a three-run advantage. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem as the Sox are three outs away from at least securing a split in this six-game set against the Lynchburg Hillcats here from Salem. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox.
So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. Matt Duffy's day is done, and towing the rubber looking for his second save of the 2024 campaign is Luis Talavera. He comes in at 0-2 on the year, a 5.88 ERA, 18 appearances, 26 innings pitched, 16 strikeouts too. This has been the issue, but 18 walks. Final cracks for the Hillcats as it goes 8-9-1 in the Lynchburg order. Luis Durango, Fran Aldui, and Tommy Hawk. Final line for Duffy, who comes out of the pen for the first time this season. He goes 5 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs. They were earned. 2 strikeouts and no walks. First pitch, Luis Morejo pinch hits, and the first pitch is called a strike on the outside corner as the count starts at 0-1. So Durango, who is 1-for-3, is relieved for Luis Morejo. 0-1 is waved on a miss, and just like that, it's 0-2. Jordan Smith looking to tap into his bench offensively. With the Hillcats facing a 3-run deficit. 0-2, he swings, smacks it into left center field. It's down for a base hit. A broken bat leadoff knock for the Hillcats, and a pinch hit single for Morejo gives Lynchburg some life here in the ninth.
Well, you got to start somewhere if you're the Hillcats. And there's a way to start. Just going with the pitch out there, Carter, and puts the ball into play. Good things happen.
Got to keep that tying run in the on-deck circle. And it still remains there now as here's how it's doing. First pitch, way away it goes on the fastball. And the count starts at 1-0. Fran Aldui is 1-for-3. A strikeout, a bounce out, and a double. The 1-0, way of the miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. Just in case, and it will get to him, but Tommy Hawk waits in the on-deck circle. Alcantara playing in at third. 1-1 from the chest. Rocks and fires. Outside again on the fastball at the knees, and it moves the count to 2-1. In the 9-0 for the Lynchburg Hillcats, Nathaniel Uten, the 3-run double in the 8th. 2-1. Kicks and deals. Inside again, and it shifts the count to 3-1. You do not want to walk the tying run to the plate. And not that Tommy Hawk has immense power, but to give the Hillcats that opportunity, 3-1. He swings, rips it into straightaway center, moving back Caden Rose at the track. It's down for a hit. One hopping against the wall. Morejo will score with ease, trudging to third out Dewey, and he stands up with an RBI triple. It's now 8-6.
How many big-time extra base hits are we going to see in this game? I mean,
it's a
crazy
series.
This is a heck of a game. Yeah, that's a good point, Clark.
Here comes Matt Wheeler.
Or,
yes, check that. Matt Wheeler is going to come out and have a conversation with Talavera. As the tie and run will indeed come to the dish in the form of Tommy Hawk. The Sox are 3 outs away from keeping within 2 games of first place in the Carolina League North as the Frednets just defeated the Columbia Fireflies 6-1. As the meeting ceases on the bump, Hawk digs in from the left side. 1-for-3 today. The former Wake Forest Demon Deacon walked in the first, singled in the third, bounced out in the fifth, and he also bounced out in the 7th. Corners play in. Middle infield plays back. Sox will gladly trade an out for a run. First pitch. Inside it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. Luis Talavera, the second-year Salem Red Sox, trying to slam the door 1-0. Misses low and away again. It's now 2-0 as the fastball skips below the knees. Welby and Francisca in the middle of the Silcats orders on deck. 2-0. Wave and a miss. A half harder from Tommy Hawk, and he is frustrated to see him go around on that one. It's now 2-1. Just a single homer on the year for Hawk. The tying run. 2-1. Misses low and in. And it's now 3-1. 25 combined hits in this one. 13 for the Hillcats to the Red Sox is 12. 3-1. Comes at third base side and offers. Called a strike inside corner at the knees. And the count fills up at 3-2. You got to have the out here. Absolutely have to have the out here. No doubt about that.
Yeah, still nobody out. 90 feet out here from making a one-run game.
The 3-2 is smacked right side. Off the middle Valise. Deflects to short. No play at first. RBI single. Tommy Hawk. Al Dewey crosses. And it's 8-7.
I mean, that's tough, Carter. That ball was hit 103 off the bat.
I mean, this ball deflected off the glove of Big Al and legitimately caromed all the way to the shortstop position behind the second base back.
It might have hit something like
a
shin or something, you know, or a foot, the way it caromed like that. But, that, I mean, 103 off the bat, that's a hard play, man.
Here's Francisca throw to first. Head first slide in there for Tommy Hawk. Two for four today for the 11th best prospect in the Guardians organization. First pitch from the belt. It misses outside. Runner took off late, and the throw down to second is also too late. A delayed steal from Tommy Hawk as he caught the Red Sox infield sleeping. And he races to the second base bag as the tie and run is now 180 feet away.
Yeah, how about that? Scoring position. One swing. I mean, still nobody out, too.
Now, Contra plays in at third. Lance to second, the 1-0. He swings, chops it slowly down the first baseline, foul. Evens up the count at 1-1. 14 hits now for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Luis Talavera just with a single save in 2024. Long looking. Hawk about three steps off of the second base back. Righty kicks it deals. Swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball, and it's 1-2. Christian Knapchek is on deck. Tying run in scoring position. Go ahead run at the dish. The 1-2. Inside it goes. A slider on the top half of the zone that just missed. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 8-7, the Sox on top. He winds and fires. He swings and rips it down the third baseline, foul. Francisca spoils it once again. Just a single home run on the year for the Lynchburg Hillcats starting shortstop. Doesn't need to go yard here, but if he does, the Hillcats will grab the lead. 2-2. He swings and pops it up, foul. Third base side as Francisca continues to put together a professional at bat. Two balls, two strikes. Talavera shakes Andrew Musin. Comes set from the chest. And rocks and fires. In the dirt it goes. And the count fills up at 3-2. Nobody warming up in the Salem bullpen. This is Luis Talavera's frame. He came into it with a three-run advantage. Three balls, two strikes. Curls and unfurls. He swings, laces it through the left side for a base hit. To third goes Hawk. He wisely stops. And it's a single off the bat of Francisca. The go-ahead run is aboard. And there's first and third with nobody down.
Wow. I mean, he thought that was it, right? You thought you 10, putting the Sox up three, was it. And you shouldn't have counted out the Hillcats if you did. I did, I'll admit. But what a surge here in the ninth.
Christian Knapcheck now with an opportunity. Hawk at third is the tie-in run. Francisca down at first. And you may see Jordan Smith put Francisca in motion. Corners play in. Middle infield plays back. They'll give up the run for the DP. First pitch. He swings and tips foul. Off the mitt of Andrew Musick. And the count starts at nothing and one. Fifteen hits for the Lynchburg Hillcats. No balls and a strike. Throw to first. Not in time. Dodging back in safely is Welby and Francisca. So far this inning, a single, a triple, a single, and a single. The 0-1. He swings and pops it up foul down the third baseline. It's nothing and two. A strikeout is absolutely what you need if you're Luis Talavera. If you do that, you're a ground ball away from getting out of the inning and finishing off the contest. No balls, two strikes. Comes at third base side. And the righty deals. Outside it goes on the waste pitch. And it's 1-2. Carter, quick fastball hide away.
Roman Anthony hit one over the scoreboard tonight in Worcester.
Are they playing in Norfolk, too, by the way?
Yes.
How about
okay,
that?
Okay, so in Norfolk.
How about that?
But,
oh, my gosh.
I mean.
1-2. It smacks foul.
This thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Goes over the scoreboard.
Fenway Park, 2025. Maybe so for Roman Anthony. First and third. Nobody down. Sox up by one. 1-2 to Christian Knapcheck. He winds and fires. He swings and tips foul again. Third base side. Continuing to be more and more professional ABs the Lynchburg Hillcats are providing against Luis Talavera. Making them work. Spoiling pitches. And continuing to battle. Royman Blanco tossing. Now down the third base line. The 1-2. Kicks and deals. Outside again. High and away. And it evens up the count at 2-2. This kid has had a day. Christian Knapcheck.
Last bat you want up right now.
Is a double away from the cycle. Triple, homer, and a single. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Dialing it up is Luis Talavera, a big-time strikeout. And there's one down.
Needed that in the worst way, Carter, and that was the hardest out tonight up and to that point.
Here comes Liam Carroll. So that will do it for Talavera. He's going to exit the contest as the Sox look for a ground ball double play to end the game, leading 8-7. Liam Carroll takes the ball from his big right-hander, and the Sox turn to the pen. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Roy Montblanco now looks to shut the door for the Salem Red Sox, with the Sox narrowly holding on to a one-run lead, up 8-7 over the Lynchburg Hillcats with the tying run 90 feet away down at third. First and third, one down. Blanco comes in 9-4 on the 2024 campaign, a 3.39 ERA. 29 appearances, one start in an opener role here in Salem. Does have five saves. Second most on the team behind Max Carlson, who has been promoted to High A Greenville. So this is your closer, or at least one of that, for the Salem Red Sox. Wearing the number 25 in the home Reds, 41 strikeouts on the season, to 16 walks. Alongside Javon Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. What a ball game, too, here in Salem. An absolute gem as the Sox look can try and slam the door with Blanco on the bump. Ryan Cesarini digs in from the left side. He's 1-for-4 with a double. From the stretch, Blanco comes set. And the righty, after a long look in, curls and unfurls. Check swing, he went around. At the slider, load away, and the count starts at nothing and one. Tommy Hawk is down to third. Welby and Francisca is at first. You may see Jordan Smith put him in motion. 0-1, glance to first, comes set third base side, and Blanco throws to first. Heifer slide back in there for Francisca.
You can't fall for the double steal here. You can't do it.
No, and that's why I don't think the Sox would throw through.
No. So
you're just going to try and take that second base bag, put the go-ahead run in scoring position.
You cannot throw through here.
0-1. From the belt. Blanco ready. Winds and fires. Outside it goes. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Raymond Blanco is taking his time on the bump as well.
Well, and the other thing, you can't have no wild pitch.
No.
Can't afford it.
Hawk the tying run. Francisca the go-ahead. And the 1-1. Breaking ball misses low and in. And it moves the count to 2-1. Mentioned Cesarini's double in the 8th. Two flyouts and a fielder's choice. Second week of professional baseball for Ryan Cesarini. What an opportunity here. 2-1 from Raymond Blanco. From the belt. Winds and fires. He swings, chops to right side, charging Bailey's gloves, throws home. It's not in time, and it gets away. That will tie the game. Francisca didn't move to third. Now both runners are at second. Musit running back Cesarini throw to first. They have him in a rundown. Darting to second, Arias. Throw there. They tag him out. Zanatello double clutches. Throw to third. Double play. I mean, are you kidding me?
Oh, I mean, have fun
this
scoring
game has
that.
Everything.
Game of the year.
The Hillcats still tied the game on the play. But just some base running blunders from the Lynchburg Hillcats run them out of the inning.
I'll tell you what, the crowd's into it too, man. Everyone was into that.
Yeah, good luck scoring that one. I mean,
I got to write the post-game article on this, and I don't know what to say.
Home half of the ninth in Salem as the save has been blown, a 3-spot for the Hillcats, and it's 8-8. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money.
Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, as the fireworks have started early here in Southwest VA. A three spot for the Hillcats in the top of the ninth has tied this bad boy up as we move to the bottom half. 8-9-1 of the Red Sox order. Daniel McKelvey, Kelvin Diaz, and Franklin Arias. The right-hander Weigelnuck is back on the bump for his second inning of work. And here's his first pitch. He rocks and fires. And the first pitch misses high and away as the count starts at 1-0. Daniel McKelvey has had a day. 2-for-3, a single, and a triple. 1-0. In the dirt it goes. And it moves the count to 2-0.
Well, the last time McKelvey was to the dish, absolutely crushed one that almost left the yard off the left field fence.
2-0. Winds and fires. He swings, rips it left side on a hot Francisca. Gloves, throws to first, and there's out number one. 6-3 put out, and here's Kelvin Diaz. The play to end the top of the ninth, too. You may never see a play like that, quite like that again.
Bonkers.
A chopper to the right side. With Hawk darting off a third, he's trying to score, and Big Al's throw, though it wouldn't have mattered, was late and got away. First pitch, hideaway fastball, and the count begins at 1-0. Chopper to the right side, tossed home. It's late, but it gets away, and Welby and Francisca stay put at second base. 1-0, way away, and it's 2-0. He stayed put at second base. Cesarini, who was at first, who reached on the fielder's choice, then tried to dart for second. There were two runners at second. 2-0. Misses low and outside. And it's now 3-0. Big time spot here for Kelvin Diaz. Top of the order's on deck. 3-0. High and away fastball. And there's ball four. A four-pitch walk, and here's Franklin Arias.
Winning run is on.
But so, both runners are at second. Cesarini then tries to move back to first. Musin throws to first. They then get him in a rundown. Francisca needs to stay put. They throw to second, tag Cesarini out. Francisca darted for third, and they throw him out there. First pitch to Arias is a strike inside corner. And the count starts at nothing and one. Franklin Arias is 1-for-4. Smoked a double in the sixth. 0-1 from the belt and delivers. Way outside on the slider. And it evens up the count at 1-1.
Can you just wrap your head around the fact that if this team's going to win tonight, it's going to be on a walk-off. And it's going to be the third time this week. On top of a season full of them.
1-1. He swings, chops it slowly left side. Charging out Dewey. Gloves at the hip. Throws to first. And there's out number two. Nice play by the third baseman. As moving to second, Kelvin Diaz. And the winning run is in scoring position with two down for Design Zenitello.
Big spot for Nazan. Hitless tonight, but again, the homer and the double a couple of nights back. Nazan does have two walks this evening.
Has an 0 for today. Kelvin Diaz at second. First pitch is a slider that misses low and outside. Count starts at 1-0. Two walks and three flyouts. All to Luis Durango in center. The 1-0. He swings and lifts it. Shallow right. Plenty playable for Christian Knapchek. He's there. And it's down! It gets down! Nazan Zenitello wins it! A cauldron of chaos in Salem! No way!
For the second night in a row, third time this week, the Sox walk it off. Dangerous up there in the lights. It was to the perfect spot. Hit off the hands. The epitome of a bloop. It just stayed up there long enough.
A pop-up to Christian Knapchek. He ranged over. And Cesarini tried to call him off. It fell off the mitt of Knapchek. And to score with ease, Kelvin Diaz and the Red Sox win one of the wildest games you'll see here in Salem. You cannot make it up.
And we get fireworks. I love baseball.
The Red Sox walk it off for the third time this week, and they win it 9-8 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. As Nellie Taylor Jr. will chase the ball down and right as it was left stranded there by Christian Knapchek. And this place is going nuts. This was an unreal ball game. You will never see a game like this ever again. The eighth and the ninth was just unreal, and the Red Sox come away as 9-8 winners.
Crazy. Fun one tonight, and we get to do it all over again tomorrow.
Well, let's take a deep breath. As the Sox secure at least a six-game split, and they win it 9-8 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Well, for everybody in the room to our right, everybody pressing the buttons behind the scenes, for Will Howe, our video production manager, from my broadcast partner Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill, saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Red Sox win it 9-8 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Back at it tomorrow, 6 o'clock, for Game 5 of the series. We're on the air at 5:40. But until then, have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.